participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
Okay, but not today.
I just can't deal with it. It's too big.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
Hi. Welcome to our show,
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richard.
This is Don and Mike.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Now, I did my utmost to keep these gentlemen out of the studio today. I did not want them here because I was going to be here by myself. No! I hate you. Get out of here. You're horrible. Horrible people.
Rob, is my microphone turned up loud enough?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
I just like the boys. You know I like the boys.
Well, here he is.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself.
Raw man of faith.
Yeah. A man of hate.
Sure.
And a soul torn apart. Mm-hmm. Your discretion advised.
Right.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bart. Still beat me by 2 points and all the ships at sea. Hey,
sorry.
Talk about hip trouble. Don's is dislocated, and this guy is just too damn hip. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Yes, much to discuss today on today's program. Turn my microphone down just ever so slightly, Rob. It's Don runs the levels a little differently. I'm used to having it right down in that area.
Okay,
there. So there we go. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday.
Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
And we are here. I am here. I'm going to explain everything to you about what's going on the show today. Don is not here today.
Hi, Mike. Was Burbank here.
You know, it still was seamless, wasn't it?
Well, I think so.
Notice the way you just jumped in like that. Very good. Congratulations, Buzz.
Certainly.
Let me explain to you, ladies and gentlemen, why I'm here solo today. And I hesitate to go into all the gory details, but I feel that as my duty as a co-host of this program, it is essential that I share with you the latest medical update. The fact of the matter is that Don today had his final medical procedure. Everyone who is familiar with the history of this knows that a couple of weeks ago, Don was hit by a car.
Yes.
And dislocated his hip. And everything was sailing along. He was actually scheduled to have his hip reevaluated and perhaps put back into place next week. Mm-hmm. But, today, I'm very, very... I have mixed emotions. I'm glad he's going to be okay. He's going to be fine.
Good.
That's the important thing. But, earlier today... Excuse me a second, Rob. I'm a little choked up here.
You okay?
Of course. Very emotional.
Yeah, it is. Earlier today, Don had his leg amputated.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. From the, just above the knee.
Wow, I had no idea.
Oh, he still has the knee, though.
Yeah.
Well, thank God.
I'm kidding. You have to say you're kidding. Yes, just above the knee. Very quick. Simply a bottle of whiskey. And he handled it like a trooper. No, good. He didn't. He is fine.
That's good.
Let me explain what really happened. As everyone knows, he dislocated his hip. It was out of the socket. And because the inflammation had gone down, they popped the thing back in today. He was scheduled to have that. I spoke to him earlier today, and he explained to me that he's doing fine.
Good.
He also explained to me a little bit about the procedure, but I'm not going to tell you that today. I'm going to save that for him tomorrow when he comes back. But let me just say, I think when Don comes back tomorrow and he goes over the procedure that he went through, you're not going to be disappointed. It's going to be a rather entertaining story because I was entertained by it. He was a little drugged up when I talked to him.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. So it could be painful.
They kind of loaded him up with all these drugs and then they took care of it. Or they might have not done that until they popped the thing back in.
Yeah.
But when I talked to him, it was just it was kind of like listening to Burt Reynolds.
Oh, really?
Burt Reynolds, you know, remember when he was going through all that stuff with Lonnie and he was talking about,
well, she misses
the Evening Shade era?
Yeah, so he's going to be fine. He will be back. He's got to, the way I understand it, lie on his stomach for 24 to 36 hours.
Ooh.
And they said to me, now normally under circumstances like this, they say, you know, Don's not going to be here. Mike, go work on your two iron.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Go out there, go to the driving range. And, you know, being the non-ambitious individual that I am, I say,
bonus,
personal day. Today, however, Rob, such a jam-packed program. There's so much
amazing,
so much work that has to be done on the program today.
Right.
So many details that have to be offered. And so much important stuff that has to be taken care of. I had to come in today. I could not take a personal day today, Rob.
Understood. When we took our pre-show breakfast meeting, it was roughly 2.5 hours where we like to put together the program.
Yeah, in what we call the war room.
Mike, I said, Mike, we've got just, you know, every minute allocated. So we must stick to a schedule.
And I said, F you, Rob. And then, of course, the general manager, Alan Limewand, called me and said, come to work.
That's right.
So that's where we're at with this today. We have been mentioning, I think, most of last week and a good part of Monday that we have a major surprise today.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been saying it, listen at 3 o'clock.
Major announcement.
And in the great tradition of broadcasting teases, I will tell you that are listening at 3 o'clock that you have to wait till 5 o'clock for the for the fabulous surprise, because that's when we're going to make the major announcements.
Well then.
And I know that everybody in the hallways, everybody I speak to,
oh, you can feel it,
has been just tingling with excitement about this announcement that's going to be coming up. And that's really the reason that I'm here, because we are going to make the major announcement. Buzz, I don't think you even know.
I don't know for sure. I could guess like anyone.
No,
but
we wouldn't want to do that, Buzz.
No, of course not.
We might tip our hand if we did
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
So we don't want that to happen.
But I'll be on the edge of my seat till 5.
I'll tell you right now, I'm just trembling with anticipation. I've got
good. Is that what that is?
Quivering. Yes, absolutely. And Rob, I think I actually have a wet spot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, really.
I'll have some napkins brought in.
So I urge everybody be tuning in at, if you're not already tuned in, tell your friends to tune in at 5 o'clock for the major announcement concerning our flagship station right here in Washington, D.C., WJFK. That'll be coming up at 5 o'clock today.
Well,
and also on the program today, another reason that I am here, in fact, I really insisted on being here, we have another one of them sexologists.
I always like that.
Another one of those wonderful sex doctors who, coming up about 4 o'clock this afternoon, is going to be talking all about sex. And I don't know about you, Buzz, but I know I have just tons of questions.
Oh, I always have questions.
Who doesn't want to talk about sex, Rob?
Oh, not me.
Even you after you just had your baby with the big head.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's time we start talking, as a matter of fact.
But anyway, it's going to be a big show, and then also we'll talk to that guy who's the vice president of ESPN, talking about Beg, Borrow, and Deal, a show that Don has seen, I have not seen, so,
right.
You know, he'll just walk me through it, because I have no idea what I'm going to ask him about, but it should be a lot of fun. So that's all coming up on the show today, including the Secret Sound Contest.
Right.
And lots more fun. But I wanted to talk about several things before we get rolling here. Not the least of which, I need a drum roll for this, Rob.
You got it.
Because in our fantasy league, as many of you may know, Don had mentioned this briefly. He alluded to this, that today, after the Monday night game, there was only going to be one team winless in our fantasy league.
Who, pray thee, is it?
Well, I don't like to emphasize the negative, Rob. I like to emphasize the positive, and I will tell you that my team is now 1-4.
Yeah,
hey,
that's great.
Congratulations for you.
I'd like to thank my coaching staff. I'd like to thank the player personnel director, including Rob Spiewak, who's helped me on several of my coaching decisions over the years.
There's your problem. You know, it was amazing.
Probably why I was 0-4 in the first place.
The call I got this morning when I...
Yeah,
did you call it like 7:30?
8:30.
8:30, and I assumed he was perhaps still out. Because we seldom speak before the magic hour of 9.
I was wondering, you know, I figured with the new baby, you'd be up, and I
was
down there. I was on my website, and I picked up Deuce Staley today.
Oh, yeah, good acquisition.
Got rid of that that load Dorsey Levens, that guy that's not giving me anything. And I got Deuce Staley, who really, to me, even with all the excitement about Donovan McNabb,
right,
I think Deuce Staley is primed to just come out of the cannon and really take my team from 1-4 up to the elite of the Fantasy Football League.
Can I share the prediction you made for me today?
Yes, go ahead.
When you said you predicted that your cannon of players is really going to really shine.
My cannon of players.
In the final two-thirds
kind
of the season.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like they should be Cardinals. What did I say to you?
You said that you are really got a staff of players together that's going to shine in the final two-thirds of the season.
Absolutely. Well,
it
Rob,
took a little while for it to come together.
You nailed it, though, Rob, because I was actually still drunk.
Well, that could explain.
Coming in from the night before, that's exactly what I did. But I'm very excited. Brett Favre, I counted for it. Was it 75 points last
night? Lots of points last night.
75 points!
Congratulations. You had like 30 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the return of Wellington O'Mara, and proud owner.
And so, you know, we'll get Don's thoughts when he gets back. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. He's still going to be recovering, but I am a little bit excited.
Of
it was
course.
The first. It was the first game. Hey, John Norman, how about that, huh? I won my game. What do you think of that? Pretty good, Rob. You might want to turn on John's microphone.
Well, I was just looking at this.
Hi, what happened?
Congratulations, news bulletin.
The little men in the boat withdraw from the league.
Can you do that?
I guess. As commissioner, I guess you can.
Wow.
He gets no refund, but he was unhappy with the scoring.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to call him?
Yeah, we should call him right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, from Charles Broyhill, Little Men in the Boat. That's his team.
Hello.
I'm just going to read this, Charlie, to our listeners since we're talking about it.
That's fine.
Little Men in the Boat withdraw from the league. I am out of the league. Do with my team as you see fit. The oh well, better luck next year responses to my scoring questions don't leave me wanting to remain in the league. I'll see you next season. This is a major, major controversy. Charlie.
Yes?
Charlie, what is the deal? I mean, did you lose your game this week?
Yes.
Yeah. That might speak to it. I don't understand. I mean, the rules are the same for you as for everybody else.
Yes, they are.
The
inconsistencies are the same for me as they are for everybody else. And that's what I wanted addressed.
I can address this.
Now, we have the commissioner of the league, Rob
Spiewak. Right,
Spiewak.
And my quotes are in there from his response last night. Oh, well. Better luck next year.
Well,
really?
I meant that.
There seems to be.
So do I.
Now, wait a minute. Gentlemen, may I mediate here, much like some of the mediators handled the baseball strike?
Sure.
They were able to work it out. You know, it really, I think it upsets the whole rhythm of the entire league if you pull your team out, Charlie.
You a second win guaranteed.
I don't want to win by forfeit. I don't care if I'm 1-4. I don't want to win by forfeit. That's completely, it's not American.
No, it's not.
It's totally un-American. What can we do? The commissioner's office obviously is not giving you the satisfaction you require.
I can offer something, because I didn't see this coming, Charlie. I mean, I didn't want to totally alienate you.
What is your record now, Charlie?
2-3?
As is mine.
You know, I should point out, Charlie, that we've never had this complaining in years past when you have won how many Super Bowls?
All but one.
All but one.
So finally, you get a little bump in the road, and you decide you're going to pull out of the league. I don't think that's fair. I don't think now he's clamping up.
No, but isn't it an interesting twist?
It is an interesting
yeah. You know what? You're making this tapestry very, very fabled and exciting. But if we could get a unanimous approval from the league, from every other player, I'm fine with it. I'll change the scoring. It's just I'm afraid if we change scoring now, it could change records from weeks past.
You know, I'm not as plugged in to fantasy, and I know Buzz is not.
I'll explain to you what it is, Mike.
All right, please do, Charlie, because maybe, you know, I'm versed enough to know if it will benefit me, and I will base my answer and my response to you, you know, on whether it's beneficial to me.
Our scoring of touchdowns is based on distance, so the longer the touchdown, the more points you get.
Well, in the years past, though, correct me if I'm wrong, the distance has made, you know, a big difference, right?
Correct.
It doesn't mean as much this year.
Well, in some cases it doesn't. In this particular instance where Brett Favre throws an 85-yard touchdown pass to Donald Driver, your quarterback, Brett Favre, got 30 points. My wide receiver got 8.
Yes, and I feel that's completely legitimate.
Of course you do.
I mean, I think that quarterbacks should really get more credit for throwing than the receivers because they're the field generals. Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Charlie?
Yeah.
That sound effect indicates that we're maybe getting a little too technical.
Okay.
Well, however, my question, a basic question, Charlie, is what do we have to do to make this happen? What do we get you? What do we have to do for you to get you back in the league?
Adjust the scores for the receivers.
But not this week.
Well, for this week, let the record stand as they are and move forward with the scoring from week 6 forward.
All right, well, that's valid. If you all vote on that, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
If we change it, it's going to affect all games previous, as it has.
No. No, but if we change it, can't we just change it and move forward with our scoring? I mean, like from this point, it doesn't have to be retroactive, all right, Charlie?
No,
it will be. If I make the changes, it's going to change everything that's happened previous.
Thus far, yeah. That's how it's happened.
All right, well, hit the story.
Can't we keep track on paper what our records are now?
Yeah, can't we do that?
Sure, and then we could change it after the fact, I suppose.
Well, we could change it now and just...
Is everybody for the scoring change?
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
I've got a problem with it. I don't even understand it.
It's because I said I'm okay with it, isn't it?
No, it's not. No, stop. No. All right,
but
Charlie,
what's your vote, John?
That's fine.
Okay, John's okay with it.
Buzz, you all right with it?
I don't even understand it.
Buzz is okay.
I don't care.
No, Buzz, you're not okay with it.
All right.
Okay, good.
Mike, excellent. Is there something in your eye?
No, I just don't care. I'm 1-4. I don't give an S. I don't care. We're going to have to wait till, you know, we have to wait till Don gets
here.
Yeah. Of course,
true.
Don's son is involved in this, too. We have to, you know, we've got a very tight-knit little league. And we have to make sure we know. All right.
And
you
even
both
with
get
the
out
scoring change, I still lose my game.
Oh,
I'm not concerned about that. And
so,
I expressed that to John this morning.
It's not about you, is it, Charlie?
It's about consistency throughout the whole league.
Some people take it really seriously. Some people take it seriously. I don't.
Sure do.
All right, Charlie.
And you
we'll
do,
see.
Too.
Well, I like to win.
All right.
Who doesn't like a good old American victory?
You were revitalized this morning.
I was.
You
8:30.
Were.
What do you think about my Deuce Staley pickup, Charlie?
Why?
All right, shut up.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ass.
Always a pleasure to hear from Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Angry Broyhill. Charlie Sour Grapes Broyhill. Charlie's lost the game Broyhill. Now he wants to withdraw. He wants to quit. Because I can't win, and I got to quit now because I'm not winning. Let me tell you about a team that was 0-4, Pally.
That's right.
That's right. That was my team up until last night. But whatever. We'll do it.
But a handy victory for you, and congratulations. I imagine when you spoke to Don this morning,
yes,
the first words out of his mouth were congratulations.
No, they weren't. No,
really?
Because really, Don was talking about, you know, me coming in and doing the show, and he was talking about his procedure that he was a little nervous about. And I don't like to gloat. Until I get on the air.
Right.
Then
right.
The gloating really does begin. I don't gloat in person as much as I gloat on the radio.
Sure.
It's much more fun to gloat on the radio.
You can gloat to 6 million people.
Absolutely.
It's much more efficient.
And I do feel bad because, I mean, really, what he's going through today. You know, he's all medicated right now, but he is, I mean, we give each other empathy when empathy is really necessary.
Yeah.
And he, where do you hear about this procedure?
Yeah, it's a little
painful
from what I hear.
No, you are not going to believe what what is involved with doing this. It is not pretty.
Okay.
But anyway, speaking of television, I watched, you know, I was going back and forth between CSI and also the Monday Night Football game.
Sure.
And I bought my TiVo last night.
Hey, congratulations.
And I opened my TiVo up.
Welcome to the 90s, man.
And I looked at the instructions for my TiVo, and I decided I'm not going to be putting my TiVo in myself.
Oh, don't read those. No. Just hook it up and read the instructions
later. But it's got all this stuff where you have to attach it to the phone, and you have to plug this here and plug that. And I got a DVD, and I got a satellite thing, and I got the TV jacks, and I'm not sure whether the TV jacks are going to... I mean, I need help.
Okay.
I need assistance. So I got my guy that'll charge me $1 million to come out and hook it up, and it should be fine.
Nothing to it. And it'll be when will you have it up and running?
Friday. Friday's the day, and I'll be able to record everything. Now this is when I'm looking forward to the TiVo actually learning your viewing habits.
Right.
So what I'm really looking for is TiVo to learn my viewing habits and then find the porn. Come back on Monday. I've got a weekend of porn.
Wow, real sex porn. 1 through 28.
Now will TiVo be able to actually order the pay-per-views for me?
No, I don't think
so. Will it be able to plug that? Can I program my TiVo that it could actually pay the $8.99? For the adult block?
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's try that.
I think so.
We'll
get a little credit card that just says TiVo on it, and it could just be for that.
Patton Oswalt, the guy that that I went out on my date with Charlie Broyhill and Lisa, he was talking about TiVo. And TiVo apparently is like a small child when TiVo is attempting to learn what's going on. And what's going on? Everybody's running around the studio.
I'm sorry.
What?
I need the number for our traffic.
For a traffic
just,
lady?
Just keeping the show running. That's all they're doing.
You know, I get easily distracted.
I
possess attention deficit disorder.
That's
but
all right.
Patton said that TiVo is just like a small, challenged child. That goes along and you know, tries to figure out what you like.
Yes,
and he said
spies
he
on you.
And I'm giving away some of his shtick here, but it was funny because he was talking about the fact that he watches TiVo and he watched a Western, and then he gets up the next morning and TiVo's recorded like all these kids' programs and he had no idea what the hell's going on. I mean, just tons of programming, and it seemed that TiVo saw horses.
Yeah.
And anything with horses that TiVo recorded. So
now,
I'm excited about it.
Buzz, you're something of an expert. Can that be defeated if it's doing stuff that you're not interested in?
I understand that it can, but that's one of the reasons I've stayed away from TiVo is because I don't want it thinking for me, and I don't want it reporting back to the TiVo Corporation what I'm watching.
Now he's into his TV.
Yeah.
He is. It's spooky, isn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. How you doing?
Congratulations on your TiVo, Mike.
Thank you very much. I know I'm late to the party on this, but you know, it's been kind of a year of turmoil for me.
Well, understand, and I hope TiVo, you know, will definitely brighten the shores for you in the coming year.
Well, I sure hope so. I mean,
also, congratulations on your first win. I'm very
thank
happy.
You. Yeah, thank you. This is good. That's a good call.
Mike, I just wanted to say that, damn it, I love Don, and I love hearing him on the radio. But you know what?
What's that?
I get especially excited when you come on and have to fly solo.
I know, because you like to watch me fail. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning, Mr. O'Meara, or afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
This is Cheesehead Steve here. Congratulations on your win.
Hi, you calling from Green Bay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I want to thank personally, you know, I really do feel like it's my team. I want to personally thank Brett Favre. You know, Brett's a guy that comes to play every game, and Brett really put his game face on. And let me tell you right now, I think Brett Favre's got a real good attitude, man. He can throw that ball. And I tell you, our receivers did a fine job. Bubba Franks, the tight end, did a great job. And I just want to say thank you, Brett Favre. Appreciate it.
Last thing you said yesterday, don't connect Bubba Franks for a TD. And what was the second thing he did?
Yeah, it didn't matter, though. He scored 75 points.
How many yards did he have?
I'm not sure what the total yards were. You mean for Favre?
Yeah, like 400-something for the game.
You know what I'm worried about,
unbelievable,
sir? With all this talk of fantasy football, I do feel like the radio's maybe turning off right now.
There's
people that are not into it, so I just want to low-key that a little bit.
I know Charlie's turned his radio off. He's withdrawn from the program.
Yeah, Charlie has Sour Grapes Broyhill. That should be the name. If he comes back to the league, the team should be the Sour Grapes team.
He's a good name for a team.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
I was calling because I heard a buddy of mine was telling me that Sarah Michelle Gellar is going to be in Playboy next month.
Well, that's your girl.
Yeah,
isn't
I'm
it?
Pleased with that.
That's
sure.
Buzz's lady. He likes Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I do.
I would definitely buy that magazine and have sticky pages for weeks.
Thanks so much for sharing that. You know, watching television last night with the TiVo, I was going to hook it up, but I was just too bent out of shape reading the instructions and all that. But the only network that covered the Bush We're Going to War speech is Fox, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think Fox was the only one that had it.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I mean, if we really do go to war, I guess the other networks might carry it. You know, if you're going to make, where's the delineation mark? Do they make the decision based on the missiles missiles are in the air?
Usually the White House requests that the president's speech be broadcast, and the White House did not make that request.
Well, I enjoyed thoroughly. I thought it was more important for CBS to run the Kevin James praying episode on the King of Queens.
Did you find it witty?
Oh, I did. It was, as always, absolutely strong. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I was all ready to chastise you about not making the announcement at 3 o'clock like you had promised, but I think it's more interesting that when I called and said to Joe, F you for not making the announcement, and Joe's reaction was, announcement.
Say no more. Yeah, that's why we call Joe Arndinger Mr. Plugged In here at the radio station.
And then he followed up by, what time are we making the announcement?
That's Joe.
Wow. We count on our listeners to keep Joe informed.
That's the way Joe does things. You know, what announcement? That's why the day you called, you know, when you were having your babies.
Right.
And Don and I were not here, and Joe said, why are you calling, dude?
Right, why do you want to be put on hold?
Well, I'll give everybody a little tease. The reason we're making the announcement at 5 o'clock is a scheduling issue.
Ah.
Well, that makes... There's a tease.
Perfect sense.
All right? Does that give anybody any clue?
Not me.
You got it, Buzz?
No, I still don't understand the Fantasy League problem.
The Fantasy League problem is that we have one particular whiner just can't handle it. He can't handle losing. You know, there are guys that get mad when they lose, and there are guys that handle it with a great deal of dignity.
Yes.
He should learn how to lose like a good loser, like me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You are the best.
Thank you, Rob. I'm the best loser.
You are the best loser in town.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Just fine, thank you. Mike's out today, but I'm doing fine.
Hey, that's good. Anyway, Mike. Hey,
yes.
just a couple things. Hopefully, Donald's going to be well and good and everything. But you guys rock. That's for Tim, Rob, Guten Tag.
Hi,
Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, got weed. Anyway, Mike, I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
Since, you already had some experience from yesterday. You're in the first chair. Why not put Joe in the second chair?
Because I value my career. And, you know, okay, Johnny Agenda, that's I value my career, and I don't want to be called into the general manager's office at the end of the show. If I was sitting here with Joe Arger, and, you know, besides, the way it works is when Don's not here, Rob slides over behind the board, does a fantastic job. Buzz, you know, has a little extra something before he gets to the studio.
Yeah,
so
I try to help.
He participates a little bit more, and we're all just one big happy family, okay?
Sure.
All right, he's gone, all right. But I did want to mention one last thing, that tomorrow is very significant to me, because tomorrow, if Don has recovered, is the day that I will be paying off my bet.
That's right, tomorrow night.
We are all going to be going, I think 8 o'clock is the scheduled time.
We're scheduled to appear at Club Wet.
We're all going out to Club Wet because the Red Sox didn't make the postseason. I will be wearing a leather vest without my shirt on. I tried the vest on today, and I look just dreamy.
What color is it again?
It's black, Rob.
Shiny or matte?
It's a shiny black vest.
Nice.
And it's a big, oversized...
Tried it on.
Triple XL shiny vest.
In front of the
fat
mirror.
Fat man, obese, Dom DeLuise, a-hole vest that I will be wearing at the gay club without my shirt on. And the way it's been explained to me is all you guys are coming down,
right,
but you're all going to sit on the other side of the bar.
Right.
And watch me for the entire hour.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? In a way, that sort of punishes us, too, because we're just going to look like a little gay clique.
But here's the deal. I really want our gay friends on the show, those guys that we bowled against, and Homo Joe,
yes,
and maybe Cheryl the Big Dyke. I need, you know, they can hang around me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be just me sitting there at the bar alone with the shirt on.
You'll make friends.
Provided Joe makes it. As you recall, last time he couldn't make it because he took a fall.
He fell down.
Right.
And we don't hear from Homo Joe as much as we used to.
No, we should, I would think, because now that we're back in the afternoons, that's when we first struck up the acquaintance.
You're going to love this vest. It's from the Exit to Eden collection.
Oh, that should be nice.
It looks just dreamy. Yes, Lisa. Lisa Hernan has
come in. Call from Cheryl today.
Yes.
She will definitely be there.
Good. How about Homo Joe?
I spoke with him about last week, and he was definitely going to be there, so I'm assuming he will be there tomorrow as well. So.
I picture myself at that place sitting at their bar with Homo Joe on my right, mm-hmm, and Cheryl the Big Dyke on my left.
And with your hand in Joe's back pocket?
No, I'm just going to be cool with that. I just want to sit there. And
arm
I just
on the shoulder?
8 to 9, 9 o'clock, I'm able to put my jacket back on. I'm not wearing my vest out in public.
And here comes Joe.
Joe's had a terrible fall. But,
I hope he
you know,
it.
Now, and here's the deal. Not that I'm procrastinating, but I think Don's got to be there if I'm going to pay the bet off.
I agree.
So, I mean, really, even in the event that if... So, I mean, we will postpone
it.
I have no problem pushing it back to next week. I will push it back to Christmas time if it's needed.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Thanksgiving Friday.
That will not bother me. That will not bother me in the least. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
hey. Hey, this is Adam calling from New Orleans.
Hi, Adam. How are things down in New Orleans?
Oh, after the hurricane, they're pretty good now.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm glad to hear you guys on down here. I just been flicking the radio and caught you guys now. I live, born and raised in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And very happy listening since the WAVA days.
Wow.
And I'm very happy to hear you guys on down here.
Adam, you been to any gay bars down in New Orleans?
not lately. No, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm going tomorrow night. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Harry?
Yes.
Hi, Harry.
I just want to tell you, my cousin works for TiVo. It is the best damn machine. And when it comes to the recording of you were worried about, you know, it recording everything and reporting back to the company.
Yes.
What you watch, it's only for your area code.
Right.
I'm sorry, for your zip code that they take.
Have you seen the ads in home theater?
Talking about?
Have you seen?
Too many of the techno nerds are into the TiVo, too.
A lot of nerds.
Have you seen the ads in home theater magazine that says TiVo, the best damn machine?
No, I'm not aware. I mean, what's he talking about with reporting in your own? What do you mean it reports back?
I was saying earlier that the machine spies on your viewing habits and
keeps track of them. Does it tell somebody if I'm watching a porno?
It certainly has that capability. What he was saying is it only measures the viewing habits of a particular area code, not an individual. That's what he's saying.
Oh, so it won't be able to say,
it's able to.
I live in an isolated area.
You're the only one in your area.
I'm gonna skew my whole neighborhood.
Isn't your zip
code? All of a sudden, there'll just be porn trucks driving up and down the street.
Your zip code is my go, isn't it? I mean, it's your house, you one know, guy, and there you are.
A little isolated. You know,
Ireland video.
People coming up to the door, knocking on the door. Hi, I want to buy some porn. We've checked out your area code, and it seems that, boy, you people are all very horny.
We have all the Asian tapes as per your liking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations, Mike, on your football win.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of my team. I'm very proud of my ability to not start a player because it was a bye week, and I put him in the lineup, and it was I screwed up big time. But even though I was that stupid, I was able to still eke out a win over Don's. Right? It's the dumbasses, right? Sure. The Don team.
Don, yes, is the dumbasses,
right,
and you are the Sea Dogs. Letter C.
Sea,
right?
Dogs. Absolutely.
You were just showboating, saying you can still win even with a player on
what,
a bye week.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm actually deking the whole league. I'm going to come back and win strong. But thank you for your support, sir.
Oh, I was going to ask you, how does high definition TV look on TiVo?
That I don't know. Does anybody know? No. I have no idea.
Yeah. Should look very good.
I haven't any TiVo, but high def looks great.
I won't be hooking it up to my high def. You know, there's just so much. It's almost too much. I want. You know what I think? Everybody, it's too much.
Too many.
Too many. I think what they have to do. Any company that's doing consumer electronics has to think along the lines of making things simpler.
Yeah.
Not more technology, not more instructions, not another remote, just how to make it all, like where you could just walk in and go, Raymond, and the TV would turn it on, record it, and do that.
Consolidate. We're headed there.
Like the RCA 38. You know, it has the DirecTV box built in.
You're a techno nerd, too, aren't you?
I love my TV.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, Rob, Buzz, how's it going, you guys?
We're doing great, sir.
Excellent. Hey, I have to correct the dumbass a few callers back about the whole Sarah Michelle Gellar and Playboy thing.
Yes,
good.
Well, actually, Kirstie Swanson is going to be in there, the original Buffy.
And she's already in, yes.
She's in this month. I got it 2 days ago. She's looking pretty good. Yeah. A little silicone-y, but not too bad.
All right, very good. So, you know, all our phone lines...
You
know, thank you, sir.
Wonderful.
All of our phone lines are in German. Did you know that, Buzz?
I did not know that.
Do you know the little things that I don't notice when, you know, when I'm over on the other side and Don's running the whole thing and going crazy? The little tiny things I don't realize.
Great, isn't it?
You know, and it's effing me up. Turbo.
You don't speak God fluent in
You just have to totally get used to. I'm looking at, let's go to Ein or Zwei or Drei in Green Bay. It just totally messes me up.
It's great. They even have the online, I guess that's 8, the double S that makes
Is that a German letter that they put down at the end?
Yeah, it looks like a beta. That means two S's.
Gee, I wonder who was instrumental in putting that together.
I don't know.
It smells like Wendell.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Great. Good luck with the rest of the show today.
I think it's going terribly already. I think there's
just
no
chance.
Doing
fine.
I don't think there's any way that's stop this string of robbery.
Good luck to you, Mike.
Thanks so much. Yes, this is this is my ticket. This is I'm hosting the CBS Evening News after this. CBS has their eye. Sumner has his eye on me today.
That's right.
How's Mike doing? Fantastic. What can we do for you, sir?
I just want to send out my love to Don, because I dislocated my shoulder when I was about 19 years old in a car accident.
Right.
And what they did for me was they sat me on a table. One nurse held me down in a bear hug.
I'm going to hang up on that guy because he might be giving away what the details are.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Let me tell you what he gave, during before I cut him off, what he told us was involved with Don's procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you that little tip. Holding down was part of the deal. And it's a little dicey. Very, very, very scary.
Nasty, nasty.
Let's take a couple more calls. Then we have to break. We have the secret sound.
Yes.
Do I get to find out what it is since I'm here alone today?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Rob.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hello.
All right, now that we've gotten that established for 15 minutes, what's going on, sir? What can we do for you?
he's not finished. Now he's finished.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's call Don and see what he's up to.
Well, Don's, really the reason Don's not here is because he's medicated, and I think if he wants to call, he'll call in. He always does. Mm-hmm. And, right now, I just have to be careful because CBS is looking at me, sir.
That's the best part.
They're evaluating. They're evaluating me, and let me tell you, when I talked to Don earlier today, there was medication in his system.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's talk to him.
Let's talk. Well, call him on your own time, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I love you, guy, but I can understand the bet and everything, but why does everybody else have to go with you to fulfill this bet?
Well, don't you think that I need a little moral support? I mean, I understand what your point is. Your point is that it would be more of a difficult bet to pay off if there was nobody with me, right?
Well, then everybody wants to go.
We're there to witness, to make sure he pays off the bet, and also to support because we're family.
It's a show requirement, and I don't want to go alone.
And they've got the best grilled cheese sandwiches in town.
Yeah, and not that there's anything wrong with the gay bar. Of course, nothing at all. No. Looking forward to it. It's fantastic. But I appreciate everybody being down there. But originally it was going to be like the last time. Why were we there the last time?
We lost to the bowling guys.
Another bet.
So we had to pay off another bet.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Jeff. Hello. Nothing gives one a sense of confidence than Jeff Hedges grinning at me through
he seems to be enjoying it too much.
Everybody has a good time when the boss is away. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, congratulations on your fantasy team win.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of it. I think this is the turning point, and all is not lost. I think we will go on to victory in the Super Bowl.
However, also, I want to know how Buzz's team is doing.
Yeah. Buzz, how is your team doing?
I'm 2-3, sadly, at this point. I don't know what the problem is.
2-3, and I think all the
it's the Bledsoe thing.
All the prognosticators probably indicated that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, on that happy note, good luck to all of us in fantasy football, except for Sour Grapes, Mr. Little Men in the Boat, Charlie Broyhill.
I'm not sure I played him yet, so I could benefit from this twice.
Charlie, if you're listening, come back. Come back to the league. Please. Stop this string of robberies.
Come back to the fold.
Please. We've got the secret sound coming up on the Don and Mike Show. Your chance to win how much money, Rob?
$1,000.
$1,000 on the line. It'll be wonderful because I'll be leading the game without knowing what the secret sound is myself.
Cool.
Isn't that great?
That's terrific.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me. I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show. Conjoined, and that's okay. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike Show back. Mike is here. Don is not. He is recovering from his hip dislocation. They popped that sucker back in today. So Don has got to rest, apparently lay flat on his stomach for 24 to 36 hours. And he will be back on the show tomorrow, same time, same station.
There you go.
Make sure you tune in. A major surprise announcement coming up at 5 o'clock on the show. You want to stick around for that. That's very, very exciting. And I also want to mention to you that on Friday, you can win a 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Las Vegas.
Your city.
Yes, my city, Las Vegas, my lady. Courtesy of Viramax. Viramax, sexual enhancer.
Oh, yeah.
Have great sex more often with Viramax. Okay. Viramax is available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. It is time for the Secret Sound Contest, and speaking of sex, we will have a sexpert on the show.
Davey.
Jackie Fine.
Oh.
No relation to Larry Fine, but she will be on the show, and we're going to have just a solid hour of talking about sex.
That's great.
Nasty, dirty sex.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
That's nice.
Let's take caller number 100 right now. Hello, who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie, you're caller number 100.
Thanks, buddy.
Where are you calling from, Charlie?
Rockville.
Calling to play the secret sound?
Yes.
Think you know what it is?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
You don't know, or you don't think he knows?
No, I don't know about Charlie, but I know I don't know the secret sound, and it, you know, as everybody knows, it sticks in my craw. I've had to do this now on two separate occasions where I've had to be here, and I don't know what it is, and I, during the break, was actually getting Rob in a rather significant chokehold trying to tell, get him to tell me what the secret sound is.
Mike, rest easy in these kind hands.
All right, Charlie, here's the deal. The clue, the only clue that has been given out is that the secret sound has to do with personal hygiene. Did you hear that clue, Charlie?
Ooh, I thought it was something else.
Well, goodbye.
Well, you know what, Charlie? You've got about 15 seconds to kind of get your S together and figure out what's going on. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Robert Goulet.
Ah, good. Here we go.
Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
All right. That's it, Charlie. You've had to change your whole manner of thinking for the secret sound. There it is. Personal hygiene, something to do with it. And now I have to sing. And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, yeah. My throat is still so effed up.
You sound good to me.
Very, very frustrating. All right, Charlie. Charlie, where did I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, Rockville.
Rockville. All right, Charlie from Rockville. What do you think the secret sound is?
Is it a water pick turning on?
Rob is
no, no, it's not that.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Where's the thing where he says no?
I knew it wasn't a CD player.
Oh, we're sorry.
That is so loud.
That is so loud.
Too loud? You want it quieter?
Yeah, try it again, please.
Oh, we're sorry.
Am I right about
much
that,
much more appropriate.
Yeah, just a little bit better. No, I'm real sorry. Do we usually give our losers parting gifts?
You already did.
What did I give him?
Didn't you give him Viramax?
Yeah. No, I was talking about the trip to Vegas for Viramax.
You can give him a parting gift, huh?
All right, I'm going to give you something, okay, Charlie, to make the pain go away? You've won a People magazine. I love it when I don't know the formatics. You've won a People magazine game. The People magazine game is the hilarious party board game where you get to be the star, Charlie. You, Charlie from Rockville. It makes a great gift and is available nationally at Toys R Us, okay?
Oh, we're sorry.
Rob, that's still loud.
Okay.
That's so much louder than the way down runs the board. Thanks for playing the game, Charlie.
Well, thank you. Can I ask you one question before you go?
You can ask me one question. Go ahead. Ask me. Go ahead, ask.
I'm getting ready to drop the french fries in. How long do I cook them?
You want to double cook them, 15 minutes each. Cook them once 15 minutes and once 10.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, and remember...
You think he was working, doing that professionally? I think so.
I don't know that he's qualified.
I think there's an overwhelming chance that was happening.
Yeah, sure.
This is heavy, but I just wanted to ask you guys... I want to see if I'm like the only, the uber wimp that is dealing with this. Am I the only person who is a little nervous... Like when you go out to a store, or I was talking about buying the TiVo unit, right?
Right.
And I go into Best Buy, and I'm sitting there and I'm walking around, and it's late. You know, we get off the air, and I'm just kicking around, so it's a little later than the normal retail hours. And I come out, and I've got my TiVo, and the parking lot is empty. And that was probably the first time, with all the crap and all the S that we've been going through around here, that was the first time that I just became aware that here I am in the middle of an open parking lot. And I wonder, am I the only one that this thing... Has anybody else thought
you're
like
not alone.
That?
I mean, I haven't felt that way.
It's just weird.
I guess by odds alone. But no, a lot of people are talking about it, especially parents.
Yeah.
It's my very strong self-preservation instinct, I think.
What creeped me today is I was thinking, you know, my kids aren't old enough to go to school, but if they were, how would I have acted the past couple days?
You know, and TV was back to normal today. You had television basically on the morning shows.
Thank God.
Back to normal. But what's amazing is, I mean, when you get that saturation yesterday, when they're going over and over and over, and then you wake up this morning and you might want a little something,
silence.
And you know they give those briefings,
feast or famine,
with Mr. Moose, who I believe Chief Moose just ever so slightly starting to show the pressure a little bit.
I mean, undoubtedly.
At one point he was, and my heart goes out to the guy, and I think he's doing a phenomenal job, and it's a horrible situation, and, you know, for anybody that's just tuning in, we're talking about the sniper sniper attacks that have gone around on here in Washington. But at one point, they're asking him these questions, and he's trying to answer them. And, you know, the reporters, when you're in a situation, they don't have a suspect, they don't have anybody in custody, there's no information they can really give you, and, and they're asking questions that he really can't answer because anything to do with the investigation is too sensitive. And at one point, he stops, takes a deep breath, and he goes like this.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, the reporter.
Did you see that when he blew out and he just went.
I like that response.
What can you do? The reporters in this town, the ones that are out there doing it, are the worst.
Yeah, I mean, and they have nothing. It's tough because you can't blame anybody in this situation. Everybody's doing what they have to do. Well, I can blame everybody.
Sure.
I'd like to blame everybody.
It's our tradition.
I mean, I'm really for all these press conferences and these briefings and the show of unity with the governor and the mayor of the D.C. and the county executive of Montgomery County. But God damn, you know, I just hope that there's this much energy, and I'm sure there is, going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
The question I have is, where's Clarice Starling during all this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hope we have...
Actually, people like that are involved in this. It's now become a federal case.
We have the guys.
Investigators.
I want, who's the guy that Clarice worked for? Is that, do you think that's him?
That could be him.
I hope so.
I'm going to put him on hold in a second.
I'd like to know, Jack, who's the guy in Silence of the Lambs that she worked for?
Jack LaLanne?
Don't remember his name.
Jack was the guy. I want those heavy-duty kind of people.
Sure.
That's what I'm looking forward to. So, I hope that we've got the heavy duty guys. When I see the press conferences, I get more nervous than I do when I'm not watching them, because it just seems to me that nobody can say anything. Everybody's spinning their wheels, and I think I'm like everybody else. I get a little freaked out.
It makes you realize the gravity of the situation. Whereas if they talk about it, you're freaked out. If they don't talk about it, you're freaked out.
Right.
It's just a freaky situation, hard to deal with.
Well, I just want to mention one more thing. We're going to take your calls 1-877-365-3636. And I, why are you laughing?
They just put your call on hold.
This is my call. We're going to. All right, hold on just a second. This is are we going to John?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Hello, is this John?
Yes, Mike.
Yes, John. Yes, go right ahead, please. You have a funny story about Chief.
Yeah, the other day, Chief Moose didn't know he was on camera, and he was telling the reporters that he didn't have much information to give them, and they caught him saying, "Look, guys, I don't have much to tell you, but I don't want to be the a-hole." But he used the entire word, and it was pretty funny because it is.
Wow,
man under a great deal of stress right now.
Yes. That's the position he's in.
A lot of I frankly would welcome that. I'd like welcome more dirty language in these press conferences.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the police speak where they said the perpetrator, the suspect, the investigation going. Now, you know, they ought to say, look, we're trying to track down the a-hole,
right?
And we are going to F him up big time when we catch him.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
I'd also like to hear Chief Moose say, dude, this is F.
This is F'd right now. We are so effing pissed.
Yeah.
We're going to hunt him down like a dog. We're going to F him up, and I swear to God, I don't care who his effing family is either. They're in trouble, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if his effing family would turn him in right now, probably get more of a response.
That'd be good.
That
might be good on Fox.
Tomorrow I will begin the odyssey that I don't think any of you even know about. We've been talking about medical issues with Don's hip.
Mm-hmm.
But this little voice thing that I've had for about 3 weeks, one of the reasons when I went to my ear, nose, and throat guy, the first thing out of his mouth when he came in was... what's with your nose? When did you have it broken?
Really?
Yes, that was his accent, too. He said, when did you have your nose broken? And, he hardly looked at me, and he said, I had it broken in hockey practice, 1977. Badly, huh? I said, he said, it looks very, very bad. And he looked at me and,
thanks, pal.
And even though I was not involved in the drug culture in the 80s, I have what's called a deviated septum. And apparently it's really, really bad. And it is contributing to the breathing and everything at night, which is causing my raspiness.
Wow.
And so, I don't know if it is. I mean, I'm going to get a second opinion and everything.
Just one nose break you've had?
I've had two, actually. There was one when I was, there was one that we didn't think was a break, but it actually was.
Because once it breaks, it's easy to break again.
And then the real bad one was, and I remember, there are people that I went to college with, I don't remember their names, but I remember this guy, Joe Hendrickson, 1977. Joe Hendrickson, with his long blonde hair, busted me in the nose. It was a drill where the coach stood at center ice, he threw a puck into the corner, we were supposed to both go into the corner for the puck, and whoever comes out with the puck, it was this barbaric, nasty coach that used to just, he wanted us to kill each other in practice. He said, whoever comes out with the puck is the winner. All right, I want a defenseman and a winger right now. O'Mara!
Come over here. Hendrickson. And so he throws it into the corner. And, of course, we, you know, we're like wild wolves chasing after
sure.
this. And I got to the puck before Joe did. And Joe did what's called a poke check, where they're supposed to lift your stick up with their stick. And he didn't hit my stick at all. And it came right across my Ooh. Face. And, I mean, it looked like really slaughter the pigs time. That's how much we were talking about.
So how much who won ended up winning that?
He did. Because I was sitting there grabbing my nose, bleeding. And then I skated out to center ice. And I'm saying, coach, I'm bleeding. And he goes... And the coach used to call me always by my last name. O'Mara, get off the ice. Get off the ice, please. And there was a trail going from the corner out to the coach where I was crying to the coach. I wasn't crying. There's no crying in hockey. And then I skated over to the door, still blood running down my shirt. I went upstairs. We had an upstairs changing area at the ice rink, and the door was locked. Mm. So I'm still bleeding. Losing blood.
Cool for me.
Feeling lightheaded.
Very woozy.
Then I came back downstairs, and I had to sit the rest of the practice on the bench with my head back, and, you know, I had already had the start of the two black eyes.
Right.
And when I got home, I think it was my mom or my dad kind of looked at it, and, you know, it's not like they were neglecting parents, but they said, no, it's fine. I don't think you broke it. It's just swollen. And, you know, years later, I got this little, you know, separation up here, and it's very, very damaging.
After you lost that drill, did you drop out of the league?
I lost my eye, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
this
that.
Eye, this is a glass eye. I never told you that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling. I was wondering, I haven't heard much about the band Crap playing here lately.
We'll have an announcement next week. As a matter of fact, the Crap Blues Band will be back out next week, and we'll be telling you all about where we're going to be.
And your new singer's doing well.
Doing very well. We're very excited about the band. It's great. We're recording soon. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
That's incidentally not true. We are not recording.
Oh.
We will not be recording.
So
we record like stuff we do. I'm not talking about the band. That is such a violation. That's like, you know,
right.
When Don's not here, it's me taking total advantage, and I am not going to... It's like selling T-shirts, Rob.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not going to do that. Hello, what can we do for you?
Hey, best of wishes to Don and Mike. To answer your question, Clarice's boss's name is Jack Crawford.
Jack Crawford. Jack Crawford's the guy that's in the plane, you know, when he's talking to her, that big like C-130. You know, he's like, we got him.
It's
we got him, Agent Starling.
Silence of the Lambs. And Harvey Keitel in the new one.
Well, I really hope that we've got some of those guys that are on the case. They were talking about, 165, 170
nearly
investigators.
Nearly 200 now, yeah.
Really, nearly 200 investigators. But, you know, the real badasses, you know they're out there. I mean, some of these guys that are in the FBI and ATF, some of the guys that are really like the, you know, the profilers, like the people you see on TV.
There are profilers and there are feds involved now, so hopefully that'll help.
It just kind of freaks me out when you don't, you know, you want to see somebody come out that just looks like a badass.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, it's like, here's the deal. We're going to get the F. Instead of a perpetrator investigation ongoing, we'd like to report to come on to look at. You know, come on.
Yeah.
It's such nonsensical,
like that.
Repetitive crap. And I'm like everybody else. I'm not slamming the guys that are out there doing their job, because you know what? You know, God forbid you or I had to be in that position where you had to do that type of thing. But, you know, it seems to me the updates, the continual updates with no new information are very, very, very frustrating. And you haven't heard anything today, right?
Nothing earth-shaking. I bring you up to date later.
How about
afternoon.
The condition of the kid? Is the kid doing
okay?
They
say he's steadily improving.
Oh,
he really got banged up, but he's steadily improving.
Okay, well, F that guy, and I hope he hears me.
Okay.
You know, and then we can get him.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sucks. And I think everybody's frustrated. Everybody's a little bit scared, especially if you have kids.
Yes.
And, you know, last night it was just I'm in the middle of the parking lot, and you know, I just thought for a second, boy, here you are. But you can't think like that.
No, you can't.
Even though I do.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you, sir?
Very good. Hey, listen, I heard you talking about the broken nose. I wanted to give you a friendly little reminder.
What's that?
Didn't someone run into a sliding glass door recently?
That did not break it, though. I mean, that really messed my nose up, but it was all kind of like superficial where it pulled, you know, it pulled the nose skin back.
Oh, your poor nose.
Well, my nose has been through a lot. I've slammed into
it
things.
It favors the right of hair.
Well, hold on a second. Rob, have you ever really taken... Have either one of you, Lisa is in here right now, taken a really good look at how effed up it is? Look at it.
Yeah, it's underneath, off to it's, one side.
Is it underneath this eye? Is that where it's underneath my right eye?
It forms a German letter.
So here's the deal. I didn't tell you. Very good. Buzz Burbank took his funny pills. I'm very happy for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
There is, ladies and gentlemen.
They are funny pills.
Here all week.
Mr. Buzz Burbank. I'm going in tomorrow to have all the pictures taken where they get into the... I'm having some nudes. I'm having some tasteful nudes done tomorrow.
Just black and white?
No, it's a... I hate CAT scan, but that's what it is. It's a CAT scan where they're going to look at my nasal passages, and they're going to check out my septum, and then I think what he wants to do... It's a kitty CAT scan.
Yes, is it?
What I think he wants to do is he wants to re-break it.
Yeah,
and you know, whenever they say, yeah, I'm so glad you're excited about that, Lisa.
Do you have to call Hendrickson again?
I don't know. He wants to re. Whenever they talk about, well, you'll have a bit of packing in there.
Uh-huh.
That disturbs me.
Yes.
I mean, this is something that, I don't want to do the Buzz Burbank thing where every vacation is a medical procedure.
Oh, come on. Get on board.
I'm not just going to get a second opinion. I'm going to get a third opinion on this.
Okay, if you think
so. Because it also, it affects the way you talk. You know, I'd hate to come back,
sounding like Dennis Owens?
Thank you so much, Rob.
So I think it would be the opposite, where things would get messed up and I would end up talking like this.
So bottom line, Don has a dislocated hip and you have a dislocated nose.
This is true.
Absolutely. We're all just trying to survive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I had the same operation. Well, I had that operation last year. It was the worst time of my life. 2 weeks.
Here we go.
You knew these calls.
I'm not going to do it then.
Don't really listen to this guy.
I'm sorry. One caller. I've decided.
Never listen to this.
I respect the callers.
Get the second and third opinion. I did it because of my snoring. My wife wanted me to try to find a way to fix it. Mm-hmm. I went ahead and did it.
Well, I'm not really sure what the issue is with snoring now, sir, because... I live alone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know if you teach your wife to listen, she doesn't hear the snoring.
It's all Mike. Moot. It's a moot point
with
me, Rob.
It is indeed.
Yes, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Mike, you guys sound great today, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, you ought to go easy on Chief Moose, because you don't understand the criticality of the situation. Did you hear him use that word yesterday?
Okay, Don and Mike Show.
Man under pressure.
Yeah, I mean, really, you can't... The guy is under amazing amounts of pressure.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, I don't know if I'd respond that well, in the same situation. But,
right.
Today, the only move that I saw was...
I like that.
That was just what I really thought was going to follow that. Yeah. I thought he was going to go, okay, I'm trying to answer your question. Oh, F you all.
Good night, everybody.
All right, we've got time for one more call. Hello, Donna Mike. And then we've got the sex therapist.
Oh, good.
And she looks a little bit like Diana Ross.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Yes. Mm. Is she here? Is she in the building?
I have to assume she's going to be here.
Lisa is the sex doctor here. And it's always a doctor, whether she is a doctor or not.
She's on her way.
Yeah, like
hello, Donna Mike Show.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the golden boy, man. So next time you leave the store and you're in that parking lot, just remind yourself you're the golden
boy. There you go.
The golden boy.
The golden boy never gets hurt.
Good advice.
Nothing can kill me.
That's right.
And another thing, Mike.
How true is that?
Kryptonite. I'm the golden boy.
Mike, you're speeding a little bit today.
What's that?
You're like on speed.
I know. I get very excited when I'm here because I got to do all the talking.
You deserve top billing and...
No, that's not necessary. But anyway, I am the golden boy.
Yes, you are.
Nothing can hurt me.
Worst thing that could happen to you, another nose injury.
That's right, and that would only make you stronger.
All right, so the lady that's coming in, I believe, in just a few minutes, is Jackie Fine.
Hi.
She is fine.
Bet she is.
And we'll be talking all about sex, everything you want to know. I think she's going to take your phone calls also.
Cool.
Very, very exciting. That'll be coming up next on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Then why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. I want to mention for the rest of October, we've got a huge October. Dr. Lauren Ritter, Dr. Duty,
he's
known to his friends, will be on the show. Also, is it the Dom Triplets, Rob, from Playboy Magazine?
Ooh.
The Dom Triplets will be in the studio.
Dom DeLuise is one of them, I know.
From the Washington Post, a good friend of the show, TV critic Tom Shales, a guy we absolutely love.
Excellent.
Love reading his stuff about Kathy Lee Gifford.
Smart guy.
Yeah, I miss those Christmas specials that Kathy Lee used to have.
So does he.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Harold Katz, the bad breath doctor, and a bunch of bikini-clad women who are in the cast of a new video game, Bikini Karate Babes.
Hey.
And let's not forget, of course, Lisa's photo shoot for Playboy magazine. All of that coming up the rest of October on the Don and Mike Show.
Rock
Don is out because they popped his hip back into place after his car accident. He is on his stomach, the way I understand it, for 24 to 36 hours. And no, Rob, I don't think it's pleasant at all.
That excites Rob.
I don't think it's enjoyable one little bit. He will be back on the show tomorrow with all the details on his procedure, which I heard earlier today. You're not going to want to miss that. And let's not forget, coming up within the hour, we are going to have a big, major, super deluxe announcement on the Don and Mike Show concerning our flagship station, WJFK, here in Washington. And that music can only mean one thing, Buzz. Sex?
Oh, yeah.
It's time to talk sex.
Yeah.
Let's wheel our sexpert in here, Lisa. This is Jackie Fine. Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, wow is right.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Do men react to you like that often? I mean, you are...
Sometimes.
You're a turbo hottie
sometimes.
And you smell good, too.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I mean, I'm not putting you down or anything, Jackie, but this picture doesn't do you justice at all.
Oh.
That picture does not do you justice.
Thank you.
It is fantastic. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
Okay.
Rob's playing that music in the background.
It's just nice.
It's nice music.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Make yourself comfortable, Jackie. How are you?
Well,
I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Let me shake your hand. This is Rob.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, Rob.
And one of the most sexual beings on our show, the gentleman through the glass over on your right.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to meet you. Wow.
That would be... We've had... This is the second sexpert in a row that has had, you know, just... Well, she's got a killer body.
Yeah.
People tell you
this
that all the time.
This is number one,
killer
right?
body.
Yes.
Wow.
They usually ask me if my breasts are real low. So.
Do you mind if I ask that question? Even though I hate to be so transparent and so obvious, but...
they were given to me by Mother Nature.
They were... Those are real?
They're real.
Oh, my
God. You sure intend a thank you card.
Yeah, what a lovely gift.
Wow. Oh, so you just got here, right? You were running a little bit late. Did the cab get lost or something? Did you have a limo or what?
Everyone said it was 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Yeah. Really? Are you married? Are you one of those doctors, or are you just a sexpert?
I'm a sexpert.
You're a sexpert.
Yeah.
Right.
For the past 14 years, I've worked with the American Institute of Human Abilities, and I'm a part of a group of sex and relationship experts that have spent 35 years researching sex and what it takes to have a quality relationship and quality sex life. And
do a lot of personal research.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And we created a series of videos that illustrate our research. I know the fun thing for me is always trying new things.
Are you married, lady?
I'm in a committed monogamous relationship 3 years.
I mean, she's available. I don't care. Look at Buzz applauding over there. High five,
What's
Buzz.
What's not to applaud?
You're in a committed monogamous relationship.
Yes.
And how long is this committed monogamous relationship?
Going on 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
So how come he hasn't put a ring on your finger, Jackie?
We're planning on getting married.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you ever think about just lying to disc jockeys when they ask you that question? You're going to make it a lot better. Now, Buzz, what's going on?
Jackie looks uncomfortable, so I'm going to move her microphone so she can relax.
Listen to this, Mr. Look at Mr. Super Stud. You've never done that in... How many years have we worked together?
Oh, 11, but it's never been that.
Look at that.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz just sprang out of his news cubicle.
And how many movies does Buzz have at home that include the line, she looked uncomfortable?
She looked uncomfortable.
And Buzz I should help her
Buzz
out.
Buzz was concerned.
Oh, that I should.
Maybe I should slip into something a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Wow.
Of course, I will say that the last sexpert on the show did... reveal her breasts. But, you know, that's not like that's a requirement or anything.
Oh,
I mean, don't let these brassieres that we have hanging from the studio influence you, Jackie. And so you go around talking about sex. You like this?
Yeah.
You
know? The rest.
We don't give them away. But if you would like to donate, are you wearing a brassiere currently?
Yeah.
You are? If you'd like to donate it to the wall, you know, maybe we could talk later.
And that would be absolutely tax deductible.
Be fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a business expense.
What is your angle on sex? We've talked to so many sexperts on this show. We've had Laura Korn on, Natasha, what's her name was on here?
Mary.
What's that?
Natasha Terry.
Yeah, and you know, they're varying. Do you have a special thing or a technique that you like, or is it just the whole thing,
there's
package?
A technique, but what I like about the university that I studied at is that, you know, what they teach you is how to have better and better and better and better. And I remember when I first heard about it, you know, and I told the doctor that I worked with, I said, you don't understand, on the scale of 1 to 10, my sex life is a 12, you know, what do I need this for?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I...
I bet it is.
When I...
I bet it is, my God. Oh, man. Is it me, Buzz?
No,
is it me?
It's not
I mean,
just you.
We had, you know, I mean, you know, she's a beautiful young woman, but,
amen.
You know, we had, what's her name, Tippi Hedren in here, and then Don and I were both going, what is it lately? Is it us? Is it me because of my situation?
Maybe it's the time
of year. Is it because I'm hungry and I need to be fed? Is that what it is? Because I'm separated.
In this case.
Are you?
Yes, since June 1st, I'm separated. separated.
He's available.
Yes, I am not in a committed monogamous relationship, Jackie. But anyway, I interrupted you. You were talking about Sex U, the sex university that you attend.
My sex life was on 12 on
right.
scale. And after seeing the videos and doing the work, I had a whole new scale that went from 1 to 100.
And all the stuff you sell to me. My God.
And, you know, it is really possible to have that happen every encounter to get better and better.
And you're talking about men and women?
Yeah, men and women. And, you know, what it
is. Calm down, Turbo.
Is technique. You know, technique is very important.
Yes, it is.
And
Allura.
Oftentimes I'm asked, you know, well, is it size as well? You know, does the size matter? And the answer.
Does it matter? Because I think it does. I think it's important.
It is important, but let me tell you.
That's what women have always told me.
In some of the coaching sessions that I've had with women, I've had some women that tell me, and I know myself personally, that, you know, that they've had been with men that are not well endowed, and, mm-hmm. and I mean, just had an incredible experience with that.
What is well endowed in, you know, as far as you're concerned? What would you consider to be well endowed?
You mean how many inches?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I would say probably about 9.
9. Really? That's well endowed?
That's well endowed.
Anything?
Bonus.
Congratulations, Mike.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, do you coach men as well?
Oh, yes.
How does that work?
Oh, you know, what's so interesting is because I'm a sexpert, and even with my friends, people talk very openly mm-hmm. about their sex lives. And I right. find that whenever you're a couple, it works better when both couples are, you know, in the consultation session together.
So you actually sit down with the, you know.
Exactly.
Do they try stuff in front of you? Do they actually know?
This is more about the communication aspect. And, you know, we talk about techniques that they can try, and then they come back and explain how that worked for them.
So you work with couples primarily?
Exactly.
And you help couples?
Help couples.
What do you do for men? Just well, so, you know, I mean, I'm just curious.
It
I
depends
mean,
on the problem. You know, oftentimes it is, you know, the problem that they can't get it up often enough.
Are we able to say that?
I think perhaps there might be a better way to say it.
They're not able to. Well, you know, we've said it now. But I'd like to find out if that got on the air. You know, I mean, you know, it's just Buzz.
I'll go check.
Buzz is. Let me tell you something. That gentleman over there is probably as interested in this program as I've seen him in quite some time.
Yeah,
so guys have that problem, obviously.
Yes, they have that problem.
It's the problem that would require Viagra, right?
Yeah, Viagra, right. But not necessarily.
Right.
I mean, because if you've ever noticed, I know this.
I've never had the problem.
I know this is a bad analogy, but you know, you guys will be. Able to get it. But if you've ever seen an old dog that's sitting on the porch, and he's just laying there, and he's like lifeless.
Right.
But then a young, cute little puppy comes along, and he's got all his life. And there's different reasons, and you know, sometimes it does.
How old is an old dog? Just out of idle curiosity.
Yes.
Wow, you got so much stuff here. There's one thing about. I was reading your stuff earlier that said...
my newsletter.
How to help
my newsletter.
Men. How to give men a better O, is that right? Do you have something like that?
Yeah, and then also how to increase a man's penis size.
How do you do that?
Well, there's a secret spot.
There's a secret spot?
Secret
now, remember, this is... I always like to say this is a family show, but, I mean, you give us what you can and, you know, in the parameters that you can.
Okay.
You can add... There's a certain spot?
There's a secret spot. Now, some men
It's the butt, right? No, I'm just kidding. Just
right
just
here.
It's all mental, Ron?
No, I'm kidding.
Is that
the,
what it is?
It's the male G-spot that is, when it's properly stimulated and properly stroked, it can have the... temporarily. Now, you know, the next intimate session, you'd have to do that over again.
Would you draw me a diagram? So I can see what you're talking. Because obviously it's difficult to verbalize what the... There, Rob's handing you a green Sharpie. Here, right on the back of this.
Okay, so you want me to...
Use as much paper as you need. Just to use... There's an area... All right, what she's doing right now is she's... do you mind if I get a little closer here?
I
just
don't
to see what you're...
All
right. Oh, she smells so good.
She does. And she's drawing... What is she drawing?
Play that music again, Rob.
You like the...
Jackie Fine is our guest.
Yes.
She is fine.
Okay.
Is that your real name, Jackie Fine?
Yeah.
Wiley.
She really is drawing.
Yeah, she is.
Making a drawing.
All right, I'm...
Is that an aardvark?
I'm trying to... Oh, I see. Okay, here we are. All right.
Their legs.
What's that? Just kidding. Just kidding. This is fun. We've never had drawing on the show before. I wish it was television.
Yeah.
She is drawing the male part.
This is like a triple X win-lose or draw.
She is drawing the beanbag now, and she
exactly.
seems to be focusing on the beanbag.
And this is the banana.
Yeah, that's the banana,
and
right?
The
very good.
Is right there.
Oh, okay, we can say that.
Yeah.
Can we say taint?
Yeah, oh sure.
We can say taint. That's
taint.
What I suspected. Is that what it is?
Yes.
And if you just work on that.
Stimulate it.
This man knows about that.
That is the root of the penis. And see, that's the area that very seldomly gets
the
stimulation.
Root.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the very root. So.
The root of all evil. Fascinating. So that's,
yes.
See, I mean, we've learned something, right? So if you handle that area, that's that helps
exactly.
in that, huh?
Yeah, and
exactly.
you don't bite your nails.
Wow. Well, all right. So how many couples have you talked to in your career?
I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
It's numerous.
Hundreds?
Yeah,
thousands?
I would say so.
Wow.
How can I fulfill my partner when making love? That's not important. For his... Oh, you have one of those for his eyes only and for her eyes only
yeah.
videos. Are your videos explicit?
Very. At the beginning, we have... but they're done in good taste. They're
of course.
26 sex positions at the beginning.
26?
26.
Well, I know that you got one of those books that's got thousands of them, right?
Well, the Kama Sutra.
I like the fact that it's 26, yeah. I think.
And the couples are demonstrating...
What is your favorite?
Which is my favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I would think the spoon.
The spoon.
I love the spoon.
So you're kind of on your side?
Yeah.
Really?
Hope you're on your side.
Really? And he's, you know.
And you can go for a longer period of time,
really?
Much longer.
Man, I could listen to you talk about sex all day long. So the spoon is your favorite, and then you've got the 28 positions.
Yes,
26.
And we tell you what part is being stimulated and who's getting the most stimulation and during each position week.
So they're scoring.
All right, I'll ask the... I know you do a lot of work with couples, and although it's boring, I'll ask you anyway. What is the best thing couples can do to have a better sex life?
Be willing to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be so resigned against...
It falls mainly on the woman,
having
though, right? It's the woman's responsibility.
You know, No. I mean, I get tons of email at
right.
justaskjackie.com, and I tell...
Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention that. It's www.justaskjackie.com and www.jackiefine.com. Are there any pictures of you on these websites?
Yes, there is.
Any nudes?
No.
have you ever posed nude?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, I'm partially covered. I have, like, this scarf, a black scarf.
Sorry for... I was looking at your breasts. I apologize. And you're available for personal consultations. You've written books, seminars, newsletters, and sexual enhancement products.
Yeah, and your listeners
wow.
can sign up for my newsletter. And if they sign up for my newsletter...
Where did you post nude?
No, this was personal.
Personal. Oh, we don't have the sex quiz here, do we?
We do.
Oh, good. Would you mind taking our sex quiz?
Okay.
And then maybe we could take a few calls from our listening audience.
Okay.
And can you take calls from men, women, or you want couples?
Oh, men and women.
Men and women, if they have sex
yes.
questions.
Oh, this
like
sex.
Somebody who and you know you've been asked everything about sex.
No subject is taboo.
And no subject is taboo. Would you mind taking our sex quiz?
Sure.
Rob, do you think we could have some of that wonderful music?
Now, is this something that I can answer on air?
Well, I
sure.
think we've had so many Tony Curtis recently. recently. Tippi Hedren took the sex quiz. Star of the Birds. That was funny. Yeah. Saying was Tippi Hedren took the sex quiz.
Always nice to see.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is the sex quiz for Jackie. She's so fine.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex while you were menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian or homosexual experience?
No.
Actually, it would be a lesbian experience.
Either one.
I don't read this very often. Have you ever made love in your parents' house?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex? Big question here. Big question. If you know, I haven't mentioned, she looks like Diana Ross. I said that earlier. Yes. Jackie is a woman of color.
Beauty.
So this is a very, very important question to me personally. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. All right. Have you ever pleasured yourself in front of others?
Yes.
A lot of yes answers, Buzz.
Yeah, I'm counting.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Really?
No.
Would the studio be considered a public place, Rob?
Would a park count?
Yes, that is a yes.
Okay.
You must change that on the scoring, Buzz.
Done.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No.
Ah, very good. You know, that's one of the few individuals that didn't have to be asked about the no-no.
Right, yeah. You know.
All right. Now, Don never asks this one, does he, Rob? Question number 10.
I think it depends on the guest. He doesn't usually, no.
Uh-oh.
Well, he doesn't usually, but she's a sex person. Yeah. So I think it's appropriate. It's not offensive.
No.
If it's fitting.
Do you swallow?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your total number of sexual partners? This is to the best of your... actually, he jumps ahead to that. You know, see, I haven't read this. I never read it. Have you pleasured yourself today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
No.
Or sex with a stranger?
No.
But we're not strangers.
Oh, we're sorry.
And based on your experiences of life to the nearest 10, 100, 1,000, what would you estimate is your total number of sexual partners?
30.
There you go.
Very normal.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out from Mr. Burbank. What is the total for Jackie Fine?
Well, I'm a little surprised, but not disappointed. 7 yes answers for Jackie and 30 partners.
30 partners? That's not bad.
That was her estimate.
Where would that fit on the scale, Buzz? She's certainly no Diamond Dallas Page.
It's actually a little on the conservative side, especially considering that she's a sexpert. But there's the yes answers we heard, I think we enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we already established she is in a committed...
Yes.
How did it go again? A committed... Monogamous relationship. Monogamy can be defined in so many different ways, though, don't you think, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
Of course it can. Would you like to take some phone calls from our listening audience?
I would love to.
All right, we are on the air with Jackie Fine. She is a sexpert, and she will now answer your questions. Let's go to Brian from California. Hello, Brian. Are you there?
Hey, yeah.
You're on the air with Jackie Fine.
Hi, Brian.
It was just kind of simple. I was just going to beg for a little help because, you know, the girlfriend's an expert at it, and, you know, I'll admit...
Wait. Now, hold on. Brian, you're talking code here. Slow down, take a big California deep breath, and try to explain what you really mean in as clear a way as you can for Jack. Rob, I don't think it involves the butt.
No, I was thinking perhaps he's from Sacramento.
Oh, Rob was doing the Sacramento dance.
Yeah. Just a little one.
Brian, what are you talking about?
Oh, just,
All right. Hello. Don and Mike show, we're on with Larry from Maryland. What is the most exciting sexual, position, Larry?
Well, no, first of all, I'd like to say, Mike, you're doing a really good job, man, on your own there.
Thank you. What's your question for Jackie?
Okay, Jackie, what I'd like to know is, from your experience and those of your clients, right, what would you consider the most exciting sexual scenario that, you know, that a person can have?
The most exciting?
Yeah. You know, like, for example...
I could give you one right now, Larry. You know, you're doing a show and your partner...
No, don't go there, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on you now. You're doing your show and your partner's out and you're here in the studio and suddenly... this delightful woman comes in that looks better than Diana Ross ever did. And, no, I'm sorry. I got carried away. Do you understand his question? I really don't.
I think that the most exciting thing is to have your fantasies fulfilled by someone that you really love. And then to have your fantasies fulfilled with no inhibitions, like where they're getting pleasure out of fulfilling your fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most exciting thing.
You think this guy's right for you, Jackie? let's take another call. We're going to go to Dan in D.C. Go ahead, Dan. You're on with Jackie Fine.
Hey, Jackie. A question here. My current girlfriend, when I engage with her in some manual stimulation, you know, like...
I'm sorry for laughing.
Like
I love hearing guys try to clean it up for the radio. I really do. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you, sir. Go ahead.
No. Right. But
so you're manually doing your thing, right?
As you're manually stimulating her,
yeah.
There's an area inside that begins to swell up, and if you stimulate this enough, there's an emission.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. I'm a little too technical there.
Spot.
Take her to the clinic. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on with Jackie Fine. Jennifer?
Hi,
Jennifer. You have a question for Jackie?
Yeah, I did. My husband thinks it'd be really great if I were to get things going with a girl with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that bastard.
How
unfeeling.
That's so unfair. I can't believe it. I'd never do that. What was he thinking about?
Well, I know.
He's so abnormal.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not into that,
mm-hmm.
you know, into that way, but, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is... that's
maybe into experimenting, but no.
Well, see, that's a topic. I'm telling you, I cannot get enough emails. I mean, I get tons of emails.
Well, I mean, every guy wants a three-way. I mean,
exactly.
Right? Is that? I'm going to hang up on you. You can listen on the radio, okay?
Okay.
I think every guy fantasizes about a three-way.
My upcoming article, I'm talking about that more in detail. But the thing about it, for Jennifer to know that she shouldn't do anything that she really doesn't want to do because it feels
resentment.
Why not? Because it feels resentment in the relationship. Now, you know, the thing also to know, I mean, because this is what happened. Let me tell you. I got an email from a gentleman that he and his girlfriend, you know, had a threesome with another girl.
Yeah.
And now his girlfriend left him for the other woman.
Rob, turn it off.
And he wants to know, what should he do about this?
Can I ask you, you know, I understand that's all well and good. If she's not comfortable, you shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
And that's your standard stuff that you're supposed to say. Here's a question for you that I'd like you to answer, and that it's a little more appropriate.
Bring it on.
If a man in a relationship, in a committed monogamous relationship, man, you know, with his girlfriend, his wife, his fiance, whatever, if he wants the girl, you know, if it's really like it's eating him, like Buzz Burbank, for example, really wants to get the three-way going.
Exactly.
What is the best way to approach your woman to get a three-way?
Well, see, it has to be...
Good question, Mike.
It has to be a woman that she approves of.
No, it's not alcohol, Rob.
You're
so poor. It has to be... But how do you start it? I mean, take it from... I mean, if you're a sexpert, this is an important question. Like, from the very... Just, I mean, you're sitting there at breakfast and you're finally going to, you know, bring this up. How do you go about doing it?
Well, you know, you can open it up by, you know, telling your significant other, you know, asking her.
How do you do it without pissing her off, though?
I know, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
You know, you're going to ask her what her fantasies are. You know, what is it that she would like for you to do?
Right.
And that, you know, that has never been done for to her before.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you would open it up.
Okay.
And then listen to what she has to say.
Right.
Now, from where she's coming from, you know how you know, out there she is, how much she's willing to experiment in that area.
I've tried that. I mean, in my previous relationship, I would try that. It never seemed to work. I always thought the best way to do it would be first thing in the morning to come down to the breakfast table with my bathrobe open. And it just, well, you know where I am now, right, Buzz?
Yes. Yeah.
Look at you listening intently
that.
Over
yeah,
there.
This is a serious thing.
Are you, I mean, you're tracking, when they, you know, as far as, so then if
absolutely.
She says, what if she says nothing about a three-way? Then where do you go from there?
Tell her what your fantasy is.
Yeah, my fantasy is to be with another woman.
Exactly.
And just look at her straight in the eye, you know, is to be with a woman of color in a committed monogamous relationship. I'm sorry, Jackie. I apologize.
It's always that with
hello, Jimmy from Wichita. You are on with Jackie Fine. Oh, why did I hit this line? This is ugging me. Rob, you're fresh off of this one, so.
Yeah, well.
Now, Jimmy, just, you know, bear with me here, okay? Go ahead, ask. I'm seeing what your topic is, and it's disturbing, but go ahead.
Okay, my wife is pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And I just had questions about maybe positions that might be good. When normally we enjoy, I'll try to speak in code here, we enjoy a deep personal relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand your code. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I think, you know, sex when your wife is pregnant is fine. I mean, up to a certain point. And Robin, I won't even ask you.
And if she's...
I won't even get you involved.
You know what? Perhaps best.
We don't want to know.
But if she's enjoying it, he's a very lucky man because a lot of women are not interested in intimacy.
During that period.
During that period.
Well, I'm very privileged. I mean, she's wonderful. But my question is, since she's become pregnant, she has been able to accommodate like she normally would and like she would like to.
Hey, look, are you talking about you're too big or what's going on, stud?
No,
is this John Holmes or something like that? What's your point?
My point is...
Go ahead, us.
We've tried this spoon thing, ass, and I think...
we haven't gotten him back. That's good. What was that, ass?
I think that's what I was saying, is that we've tried the spoon thing.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if you have...
What's his favorite position, incidentally, if you're keeping track at home?
Right. I was wondering if you had anything else besides that ass.
Yeah.
He was talking to me. Go ahead, Jackie. Yes, yeah, listen, caller.
Well, there's 25 other positions in the video that we show you now. The wheelbarrow, I would definitely suggest that you not do that one.
The wheelbarrow?
The wheelbarrow.
Is that just what it seems to be? You done the wheelbarrow, Buzz?
Not per se, no.
To me, that screams County Picnic. I don't know.
Have you ever done the wheelbarrow, Jack?
Yes.
How do you like it?
It takes strong arms, mm-hmm. really strong arms, for a woman to have.
Oh, for a woman.
Yes.
Not like these.
Uh-oh.
These guns.
Taking out the guns.
take a look at these war clubs right here.
Wow.
Arms of a drummer.
Hey, calm down, everybody. All right, we're going to take some more calls. We have a few minutes left with Jackie. I want to mention a major announcement coming up at 5 o'clock on the Don and Mike Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-365-3636. Hello, you're on with Jackie Fine.
Hi, Jackie. I would like to know how a man can prolong.
That, sir. Let's take another call. Matt from Maryland. There's no need to prolong. You go for it. Enjoy yourself.
You have a task.
We have a philosophy on this show. We're not going to deviate from that. So just because Don's getting his hip pop back in.
Right.
I'm maintaining his standards on this program.
Good for you.
Yes, go ahead, Matt. Where are you calling from in Maryland?
I'm calling from Annapolis.
Hey, Annapolis.
Hi, Jackie.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi.
I have a kind of an interesting situation. I'm hoping to maybe just get a little bit of quick advice. My wife and I have been married for quite some time, and prior to having children, the sexual relationship really wasn't a problem. It's just postpartum, and it's been about a number of years since then.
It's been a number of years since you've had sex?
Not necessarily that. It's just everything has taken these severe turn for the worse.
Her libido has seriously dropped, correct?
Like to next to nothing.
Yeah.
It's like almost a chore at this point.
How many kids do you have?
Two,
yeah. Whenever a woman has been on birth control pills for a long period of time, she's on an antidepressant medication, she's had surgery on her ovaries, if she's had one, two, three, four kids, this can cause a serious drop in her libido. That is why the Allura was created by Dr. Ronald Thompson. And I tell you...
Hit the bell.
Oh, man.
Plug bell.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It is like... the best thing since the vibrator to a woman.
Really?
Yes.
Good as all that?
The first time I tried it.
Did you bring any free samples?
Yes, I did.
You did? Is that what's in the bag?
Yes.
You brought presents?
I brought videos.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Are you in any of them?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes.
Clothed?
His eyes and her eyes.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then my CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow, CDs.
The cream, the Allura.
Oh, the Allura.
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
Is this for women only?
For women only.
And what happens if a man, you know, gets happy and decides that would he be in a lot of pain? Rob, it's not that. I'm just curious.
I'm just telling you.
I have an
actual
curiosity.
The first time I tried that was 1 o'clock in the morning. And I came from out of town. I was determined to try because I had been hearing about it. And I was going until 5 o'clock in the morning. And the only reason why I stopped was because I had to get up the next day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. When you say going, you were with your partner going? Or?
Yeah. With my partner.
Really?
Yeah. That's like 4 to 6 applications in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll take it home and put it on the mantle. All right, we've got time for a couple more calls.
She gave you a paperweight.
Thanks, Rob. Hello. Tom and Mike show. David.
Hey.
David, where are you calling from?
New Iberia, Louisiana.
Louisiana. How you doing?
Just fine, sir.
Got a question for Jackie.
Yes, sir. My question is, it's kind of similar like the other guys. My wife is pregnant, and she wants to have sex, but she finds it so frustrating because she can't seem to get herself comfortable enough in one position to, achieve, you know, climax. And I was wondering if you maybe had some techniques which we could try to, you know, relax her more.
I do, sir. The first thing you want to do is to ice the area.
No.
Pour a little bit of scotch. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. All right. Thank you. Listen, hang up and listen. Go ahead, Jackie. What's your advice for that gentleman?
Well, you know,
it's a second pregnancy call. We
don't do the wheelbarrow.
Right.
Well, there's a technique at the end of for his eyes only, a manual technique. Since she's having trouble with intimacy, getting comfortable, you can try manually stimulating her. The technique is designed to give her the most pleasure possible. It shows you where to touch
right. And
when to touch.
Sorry about the music. That's
and
Rob doing that.
For women, 2 o'clock is the most sensitive time.
2 o'clock in the morning?
2 o'clock.
Oh, 2 o'clock. I'm sorry.
We've heard this from other sex experts.
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of techniques, Jackie, you know, based on the sex experts that we've had.
Really?
You know, I'm loaded with those. Right. Okay, hello, Don and Mike. So we have time for one more call because we have the big announcement coming up at 5 o'clock. One more call. Kelly, you're on with Jackie Fine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. My question is, it's kind of a little bit opposite of the normal three-way questions that people have been asking.
Yes.
My fiancé, that obviously, like most other men, that's his fantasy. I'm willing to do it. I've expressed that I'm willing to do it, but he has a fear that there, something's going to happen that's going to go wrong.
Then you will become a lesbian. Is that what it is?
Well, he had it.
He has a fear that you will run off with the other woman. Is that true?
He had that happen to him one time, but wow. I don't think that's his fear this time. I think his fear is he really doesn't think that I'm doing it for me, that I'm only doing it for him, and he's fearing
well,
I'm going to
be him. Well, he is a wimp. How do you answer that?
Well, basically, you have to reassure him. There's something that's going on with him that has him concerned that something is going to go wrong. So whatever that is, you have to address that issue and give him reassurance on that issue, and then I think he'd be more than willing to try it.
All right, and we got to wrap it up here because we've got our big announcement coming up. Your best single sentence of advice, sexual advice for America, since we only have seconds left in this wonderful, wonderful segment.
No,
I wish
can't you say?
I wish I wasn't on the clock, but we got the thing coming up here.
The best advice that I have is that natural born lovers, they're not born,
right. They're
made. And if you look into your relationships and the quality of your sex, your partners are that good because they've had a person that was willing to teach them,
right.
And a person that was willing to learn.
Right.
There you go.
I agree, Jackie.
Yeah.
I really find that I've related to you well.
Well,
today.
Thank you.
I really have.
Thank
and you're happy in your relationship?
I am very happy. Very.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I want to thank Jackie Fine for coming on the show. I just spit. Excuse me. I'm sorry. But Jackie O'Mara. Stop it, Rob.
Okay, sorry.
Behave yourself. Thank you very much for coming on
thank
the show.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you can come back when we have more time to, to discuss sex.
Okay. It'll yeah, and your listeners can check me out online.
Absolutely. It's www.justaskjackie.com.
Just this.
Or JackieFine.com.
Or they can call me at 1-800-874-6685. That's 1-800-874-6685.
Oh, good, because they gave me another number here. I'm glad I didn't read that. And you're available for personal consultation.
Yes.
I recommend that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll say goodbye to Jackie Buss.
Goodbye, Jackie. Very nice to meet you.
Bye.
Please come back.
Rob, do you want to say goodbye to Jackie?
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Thanks so much. Huh? How about a hug?
How about a hug, Jackie?
Thank you. There we go.
Rob,
you
got to
talk.
Oh, very good.
Rob was very uncomfortable. He was just turning away.
I was just enjoying the scene of the hug.
I was
watching. Thank you, Jackie, and I've got all your stuff, and I'll just keep this Allura hanging around. Buzz,
remember, don't
you want one, don't you?
Of course I do.
Want a picture? Yeah, we'll get a picture. Absolutely. And we've got a major announcement, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the Don and Mike Show. You want to stick around for that? It is very, very big, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I believe in taking care of myself in a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. Then I apply an Herb Mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, the queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We are back. Don is not here today, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mike and Rob and Buzz, and I'm going to tell you that we're very, very, very excited because we've got a major announcement coming up. Don will be back tomorrow. He has to actually lay on his stomach, the way I understand it, for 24 to 36 hours.
Wow.
Since he's had his hip popped back in, and he will be back tomorrow with all the details on his procedure. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me today, pretty entertaining stuff, actually. I don't like to laugh at other people's pain, but it was mighty funny the way he was explaining it.
Wait to hear.
And now we've been talking about it. We've been talking about it for a week and a half or so, and it's time for the major announcements.
Yes.
The major announcements we bring you from the Don and Mike Show concerns our lineup here at WJFK in Washington, D.C., and it concerns our midday show.
Ah.
And here is the announcement. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I love those timpanis.
You like them?
Yes.
Good.
It concerns a new personality who will be joining the WJFK lineup.
Well, then.
From noon to two, starting this coming Monday. Yeah, I'm building it up.
Yeah, I like it. I think you should.
We will be featuring a new radio program on this station, The Radio Factor, with Bill O'Reilly. Bill right here. Bill O'Reilly joins us right now. Bill, welcome to WJFK.
Mike, I don't know if that applause was prolonged enough.
Give it to him one more time.
All
with
right.
Fanfare for Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Ladies and gentlemen, joining the WJFK family, a fellow Irishman and a fellow Red Fox that I just realized reading your bio. I went to Marist College also.
I didn't know that. I don't think they admit to that.
2 years, they kicked me down to American
University. Yeah, I do. I think they've expunged all records of your appearance in Poughkeepsie. And I have a big, big story to break right now.
Oh, boy.
Cool. Yeah. You know who hit Don?
What's that?
You know who hit Don?
Who hit Don?
Hillary Clinton was driving that car.
Oh, you love her, don't you?
Yeah, she was driving it.
Yeah,
we just got that word.
Here we go.
All right?
Ladies
it was a Volkswagen bug.
That's right.
Blasted him. Hillary was at the wheel. She made a U-turn illegally. Banged him.
She did it?
Wow. You heard it here first on the Radio Factor.
You know, it's amazing. He's never had anything bad to say about Hillary, Bill.
Yeah, but she didn't like you two guys.
She doesn't like him?
No, she told me.
You know this personally because
you're
close with her, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, actually, she followed me. She actually hired me,
right?
Say to follow Bill Clinton around Manhattan.
That is an amazing story.
Yeah, I'm on the payroll.
Wow.
And we meet every couple of weeks in the W Hotel. I just run down the list.
It's the lightning rod, ladies and gentlemen. Bill O'Reilly, the lightning rod we're talking to right now. This guy, controversy every time he turns around. It's amazing. And your party affiliation, just to clear it up, is libertarian, isn't that right, Bill?
I'm an independent.
Oh, you're an independent.
Yeah, I'm not legalizing the pot for these guys in the libertarian.
How long have you been doing the radio? I know you've been on Fox for a long time, since May. How's the radio show going?
Well, pretty well. I mean, everybody says that. Well, let's put it this way. We haven't had any significant radio books yet, ratings books, because you guys only do it like 3 or 4 times a year. We're in TV. We have it every night.
Right.
But they sold the show out until next June or something. So Westwood One is just jumping up and down there. You know, they're making lots of dough, and that's what it means.
Well, that's good. We're happy to have you on the. I think
we're happy to be on because now we can cause even more trouble.
I think this is probably the one piece of the puzzle, having an affiliate here in Washington,
right?
D.C.
And a big affiliate. I mean, you know, people, they just get so frustrated with me on television, they turn me off. Then all of a sudden they're in the car, and there I am again.
Yeah, are you going to be
surrounding them?
Are you going to be interacting with folks? People have a chance to call in and chat with you because I know you read your email at the end of your television program, so people will be able to
butt heads.
But it is a no spin zone, and when you call the Radio Factor,
right.
You've got to have it together. You can't be some raving loon because then we just blow you right up. You know, if I ask a question, we need an answer, and we want to have pointed discussions, but we're not tolerant of lunatics. So therefore, no members of Congress can call.
Bill, I got to tell you, I mean, raving lunatics. I mean, we've made our hay on
that's
those people for
terms.
Years.
Yeah. And
that's
what Hillary told me when she ran over Don. And said, "Look, I want to get them both, but I got one down, one to go."
Well, we are excited to have you join WJFK. It's going to be great fun to hear you. I mean, everybody knows Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you know, I probably the most watched host of his kind on television right now, and a guy that is not afraid to speak his mind, and you know, that is why he categorically endorses the Don and Mike Show whenever right. he does his public speaking.
You know,
isn't that right, Bill?
Yeah. Unlike Marist College, I will admit that I like and enjoy and you know, we'll hang around with you guys if you pay me.
Well, I'm going to ask you one serious question because I know it's I might ask you two, but I'm going to ask you one right up front. As far as this whole Iraq thing. Now, one of the things that reading about you and your positions and, you know, whether you, you know, you're from the right or from the left or a populist or what have you, I'm curious where you're, what's your thought on this whole Iraq deal? Because
well,
it really
bring,
seems to
I bring
be...
common sense to every issue, all right?
Of course you do.
And my, well, you know, some people don't think it's, they think it's common but not sensical, but
yes,
I
right.
try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, what is the downside of removing Saddam Hussein? That's my question. What is the downside here? I mean, everyone admits the guy's a homicidal maniac, all right, that he will gas children, that he's training bombers to blow up little kids in Israel. I mean, come on. So what's the downside of us removing him, controlling that country for a few years, put a little pressure on Iran, put a lot of pressure on Saudi Arabia because we don't need that oil at so much anymore because we have all Iraq's oil. Spoils of war. Okay? Now, you know, a couple of people might get a little nervous, you know, but what's the downside? And then you hear, oh, well, they're not going to like it. Hey, let me have you a bullet, all right, just for the Don and Mike audience. Here's a bullet. They hate us already,
right.
All right? They're not going to hate us any less if we don't do it. There's
true.
No downside. Get rid of them.
You
and
know,
plus, we have the law on our side in the sense that he violated the Gulf War Treaty, and we have a perfect right to remove him based upon that document that 299 Americans lost their lives forging. So when I hear the Barbra Streisands of the world wailing, people need Saddam, you know, that's their new album, I can't abide it. It just
right.
doesn't make any sense.
Well, obviously, that is the Democratic position, and we appreciate that on the show. No,
you know, look, the Democrats are flocking in behind Bush. They're going to okay this, giving him the power to go in there.
You think it's going to happen? You think,
sure.
You think
yeah.
it's inevitable we're going to go to war?
I would say the odds are about 75-25 because of a very interesting thing he snuck in there. President Bush snuck in there to his speech last night.
Mm-hmm.
Paying close attention, there was only one new thing that was that
our same old crap.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to talk about Bill O'Reilly. We can talk about sex or whatever you want to talk about.
Right.
And BMs.
I'd talk about Charlie Warren. Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Karen.
Oh, Karen, of course it is.
Oh, well.
I knew it was Karen.
Well,
what can
Karen.
We do for you, Karen?
How come you didn't give Bill O'Reilly the sex quiz?
Oh, you know what? I think there was policy involving that.
Well, I thought it was policy when celebrities got the sex quiz.
Do you have it going on for Bill O'Reilly a little bit?
No, I have
yeah.
it going on for Buzz's voice.
Now wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. There's got to be a reason. I like to analyze these calls occasionally.
Sure.
I like to know why you... How old are you, first of all?
38
years old. Okay, there's the demo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that maybe you got the steam and undies for Bill O'Reilly.
Not
a little bit? Not a tiny little bit?
No.
Just me.
Just Buzz.
Wow.
It's always just Buzz. Well, you know what?
But Buzz has got goofy hair.
What you can do is, you know what we'll do? Maybe we'll try to send you some of this Allura that Jackie Fine brought in here, helping
cool.
women feel like women again. And we'll send that to you, and then you can... What? You know, you don't get it all. I'm taking one of these home with me. I'm thinking maybe there's still a chance. No. You nice. Are bad, Lisa.
Very nice.
That is very, very cruel. Very, very evil.
Yes.
I'm not going to fight with you today. It's not going to happen. You understand me?
Nothing but love.
All right.
I'm blowing you a kiss.
Go tan. But anyway, I'll send you this Allura, ma'am, and then you can make up the answers that Bill O'Reilly would have given to the sex quiz.
And if you use that Allura, you can watch O'Reilly all night long.
Yeah. Listen to him on the radio. Watch him on TV. Or just
read
listen
on
to
some
me.
Of your Allura.
Bill. Should be a lot of fun.
Would you?
Land at 2, Monday, WJFK. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the producer of the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly. Are you excited about the show coming on?
Yes, I do.
Why is that? What can you, Bill only had 10 minutes with us. That was his only window of opportunity to chat. You, as producer of the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly, what can we expect? Go into some detail, will you?
He's going to tell you all about some jokes and stuff.
Oh, good. Some jokes and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
He's a talk show.
How long have you been producing the O'Reilly Factor? The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly? I keep calling it
12 years.
12 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's your name, sir?
George. George Big Animal Steel.
Pardon me?
Oh, George.
George Big Animal Steel?
Yeah. I'm a wrestler.
Can you spell Radio Factor?
Factor?
Yeah, Factor.
R-A-D-I-O. Factor, F-A-R-E-D.
Radio fared. Can you spell O'Reilly?
O'Reilly?
O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
R-E-L-L-Y, B-A-L-L.
Perfect. Rally ball. Rally ball starting Monday, noon to 2, right here in WJFK in Washington, D.C.
No spin zone.
Pleasure to have you on, Mr. Producer.
Hey, Mike, you know who this is, don't you?
No, I have no idea. Would this be Thomas Aloysius Gavin?
Yes, it is. Where's my buddy Charlie at?
Charlie's not here today, Tom.
And
Charlie's infirmed. Charlie's at the hospice.
At the hospice, yeah.
What hospice? The one on
16th
Street.
We're not
going to...
No,
he's at Our Lady of the Perpetual Disappointment.
We're not going to tell you, Tom, because Charlie doesn't want to be disturbed.
He can't be.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Charlie.
All right, Tom, we have to run.
When's the meeting going to be? October 19th?
19th, yes. Yes, Tom. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Where at?
Brady's and Manassas.
Brady's and Manassas.
Yes, please don't come. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Which hospice?
Hey, Mike, did you catch any of Good Day Live today?
Good Day Live, I did not, sir. I'm sorry.
Jillian Barbieri is like one of those really hot chicks.
You know, I made that same mistake you made. It's Jillian Barbieri.
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 Yeah, that's
anyway,
they used to yell at me for that.
Have you ever been out somewhere and there's a super hot chick and then she gets 3 beers in her and she's 10 times more hot because she starts dancing around?
Is that what she was doing?
Every time they get to go to commercial break and there's like 15 seconds extra, she stands up in her belly shirt and her jeans down to her Hey Nanny Nanny and
you've watched
dancing
the show,
around.
Yeah, it's a good
she
show.
She is the hottest thing. But it's like a hot, she's like a hot girl after 3 beers.
Wow. You know what's
all the time.
You know what's really cool about that, though? Bill O'Reilly does the same thing on his show.
He does, belly shirts and all.
It's very, very cool. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug.
Fast women and fast horses and the men who mount them both, Don and Mike.
You do? Are you quoting the famous Joe Ardinger?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I just was calling to say that Bill O'Reilly's also got the hot E.D. Donahue Hill on his show also.
He's got the what? What are you talking about?
He's also got a co-host on his show.
On his TV show?
Oh, no, on his radio show.
Well, who's his co-host?
E.D. Donahue.
Well, who the hell's... Scoop, I'm going to be company man.
Yes?
Who would that be?
She's on Fox News, Fox and Friends in the morning. She also does the co-host show.
Oh, is she the blonde?
Yeah.
Is she a hottie?
Deucey, yeah. She's a good-looking lady.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to get up in the morning and watch her, man. She's on 6 to 9. She's a hot number.
And she's on the radio show, too?
Yeah, she's on the radio show, too.
I knew that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, this is Bill O'Reilly, and that was not my producer.
Well?
I want to take I'm calling back to take the sex quiz.
Yeah. Bill, I'm sorry, we have no time for the sex quiz right now.
I wanted
thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show. Got time for one more call.
How's it going, boss?
How are you?
Hey, good. I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed to hear that we weren't actually going to have Rob Spiewak's car show in that hour.
I was too, and it's not like I didn't lobby for that,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, no, seriously, the Bill O'Reilly, that's a coup. I wish you'd have Liddy back in the other hour or two in that slot.
Oh, me too.
Me too.
I think all of us, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. From here to Coney Island.
He's great.
Absolutely. Now, you know, with all due respect, Bill O'Reilly is no Gene Gordon Liddy.
That's right.
And that's why we're excited about having him on the show.
He's a good guy.
Monday, noon to 2, mm-hmm. starting on WJFK. I think I've done my job as a radio huckster.
Great job, Carney.
I have created urgency.
Yeah, you showed that he had grit and moxie.
Yes, very, very exciting. And hey, the guests just keep coming.
There are more.
There is a show. Dom wanted to talk to this guy to bust chops. There is a show on ESPN called Beg, Borrow, and Deal.
Yes, I've seen the promos.
I think I've got my handle on this. Okay. I think I've studied it, and I know exactly what it's all about, and I will be speaking with the executive producer and creator, Neil Mant, of Beg, Borrow, and Deal. He will be talking all about that fabulous show on ESPN coming up next on The O'Reilly Factor.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dignity. Right. Well, we'll just have to make this all worthwhile for Mr. Runyon.
Yeah.
What have you got on the distinguished gentleman from Illinois?
You got good stocks? Stuff,
actually.
Beef.
SEC investigation,
1985. You got stocks? I want something embarrassing! Something sexual!
Sexual!
Little boys, midgets, that sort of thing. Cows, I don't give a goddamn.
Come on, Kermit. If we do that, we're no better than he is.
We are no better than he is.
The Don and Mike Show. It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch.
Hi.
Also known as Don and Mike.
You got stocks? Come on, Kermit. I want something embarrassing.
That's it.
I want Rob using his newborn son to sell products on our local station.
I relinquish my title as the King of Jive.
You have relinquished your title as company whore, Buzz.
Hey, listen, that was a 59-second spot and at least 70 seconds of thought went into it.
You know, I will tell you right now, Rob, you know, Rob ekes out his living, and he loves the American dollar about as much as anybody else, and anybody who's had a chance to listen to Rob's car show on the weekend knows that he knows how to sell those cars. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what year it is.
No, that's right.
Rob will sell it for you, and now what was, I want to enlighten the rest of our listening audience mm-hmm. as to what commercial you were selling.
Who can keep track?
Come on, Rob. What was the product? Is it there?
It's just,
all right, give us 10 cents. No, not the whole thing. It's Dish Network.
Are you tired of cable TV ratings?
This is Rob's spot.
Or perhaps you're like me and you're just tired. You see, I've got this newborn son at home and I'm not getting any sleep at all.
Okay.
Yeah. He invokes the son immediately.
Jesus.
Sir. I said, Carrie, hurry up and give birth. I got a spot to get on the air on Tuesday.
You know, there's a guy who does that on one of the other stations. Yeah, my son says, you know, that's, you know.
Hey, I didn't take it from him.
You're going to bring him into the family business?
Absolutely. If he wants to come along, come along.
Trip Spiewak.
Run board.
Son.
Then I can sit down.
Let me tell you something, son.
Son.
This is Daddy. Just Rob standing over the crib at night. Doesn't matter whether the kid's sleeping or not. Whether Trip, young Trip, is sleeping or not.
I just want to tell you something. Someday that car show.
It'll be yours.
Someday it's going to be. Young Trip, this is your daddy, Rob A. Let me tell you something. Someday you're going to work at WJFK in Washington.
That's right.
You're going to be the salesperson's best friend. You're going to find Young Trip, you dreamy little kid, as you sleep so sweetly in your crib. You're going to find true what I found true. There's one word that you say no matter what anyone says to you from the sales department, and that word is yes.
Amen, brother.
Yes, I will.
You know what? That started in utero. I was selling that to Carrie's belly.
Got a car you want me to sell? Yes. Got a product where I'm going to use my newborn son? Yes.
Karaoke machines on trade for product? Bring it on.
Yes. Any chance you get. Let me tell you something, baby Trip. By the time you get to be 18 years of age, I will have taken these car shows and silly little commercials and turned them into a new Spiewak empire. Oh, yes. Attaboy. That's my boy.
If you could understand what he was saying the deal ends this Saturday.
That's baby Tripp Spiewak. My son.
That poor boy.
And he will be a pitchman.
He will.
Just like me.
He will.
That's
his first
right.
word will be infomercial.
Here's a little dolly for you, baby Tripp. What I'm going to give to you is a little baby dolly of Ed McMahon. And Dick Clark. Matching Dick Clark. Look at him. Oh, he loves them. They're playing in their little suits together. Fantastic. Oh, and here's a little Art Linkletter doll. There you go right there. And oh, no, don't get upset, baby Tripp.
Oh, man.
Oh, I put in the little baby doll of Paul Popiel.
He doesn't like him.
No. He doesn't like that bitch, but at all.
Not a fan of it.
Rob Spiewak. That's one for the ages right there.
You like that?
It was fun. I want to hear more of those.
Oh, you will.
I'm still yes. sitting here looking at the penis that Jackie Fine made before.
You know what? I could sell that.
Maybe we'll give it away. He'll give it away to some lucky listener. Hey, I want to alert everybody along the radio network right now that coming up, we're going to be speaking with the creator of Beg, Borrow, and Deal in a moment, but I do want to alert everyone. We've got a game coming up.
Oh, really?
It's a quickie, and it is, I pride myself on whenever I come in here and do the show by myself, I pride myself on one important fact.
And what is that?
I play one game more than any other. Do you know what it is?
No,
if I don't do it, I at least have it planned almost every time I come in here by my onesies.
No, tell me.
It's dogs, Buzz. I love
dogs.
The dogs.
You love
I
dogs.
Love the hound dogs.
I know you do.
And I love the bark off for cash.
Bark off for cash.
Yes, the bark off for cash.
Yay!
Yeah. You've got a hound dog. Get your dogs ready. Get your dogs ready. We'll be asking you to call in with your dogs momentarily, and we will play the bark off for cash. Each bark that your dog has for us, if it's a maniacal little barker, this could mean big money. Each bark will be worth one American dollar, so that'll be coming up a little bit later on. But before that, it is time for us to get right to our guest. This individual is a gentleman by the name of Neil Mant, and he is creator and executive producer of Beg, Borrow, and Deal. Neil, let me tell you something. Are you there?
I'm here.
I will tell you, I love this show. Let me explain the premise of this show, Rob. You're going to love this. Okay. What it is people come into an audience. They wear crazy get-ups. And then the host of the show shows you three curtains. Uh-huh. And you pick one of the curtains. And you get to, sometimes there's a prize behind there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like a whammy or something like that. Isn't that what it is, Neil?
We've revamped it a little bit from then.
Oh, it's not that?
No, Monty Hall's not involved anymore.
Oh, this isn't... let's make a deal.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Beg, borrow, and deal. It's a totally different game, isn't it, Neil?
It is. It is quite different.
I just killed myself. And, Rob, thank you for saying let's make a deal when I started doing that.
I wasn't
That
exactly
helped the whole comedy riff right there. It really worked. Neil, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. You know, I was looking over the stuff you have people do. And, in a nutshell, this is kind of a great race kind of game where people travel the country doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it's two things. It's either the ultimate survival urban survival game or the ultimate scavenger hunt game. Any way you want to look at it, it's one of those two.
The thing I like about this game is you don't give anybody any cash at all, right? They have to start out, and do they have to earn money along the way?
There are a couple of ways, like in the rules the lawyers put together that you can earn money, but it's never a factor in the show. I mean, you're allowed to work minimum wage jobs, which you must be taxed and all that jazz. Nobody does that because it just takes too much time.
Can you call your mother and ask her for money?
No, you can never ever borrow money or handle money. The only way you get it would be by earning it, or you could forfeit a task for money if you wanted to do that. But again, no one wants to do that because they're giving up the task.
And the task, some of the ones, there are millions of them, but one of the ones that that caught my eye was one of the tasks they have to do as they go across the country. In the wild, catch a lobster. The thing in the wild is the
in
key
the
here.
Wild?
Catch a lobster, a bass, and a Pacific salmon.
Right.
Any number of contestants. That's only one point, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, the tasks are very difficult. They're not the kind of thing anyone's going to want to give up once they achieve one.
So they start out at a certain point, and then everybody, what is the ultimate goal of the game?
Well, they start in New York City, and they have to get to Alcatraz Island, specifically Al Capone's cell. And again, they have no money, no transportation, no housing, nothing. And they have to literally beg, borrow, and deal the way across the country while doing 10 of the 40 tasks on the list.
Are they allowed to use sex?
They can do it. They can use anything they want that will get them across the country.
Really? Wow. Well, you got some hotties on the show too, right?
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to give away anything, but two of the women have sex tonight on the show.
Oh, well, you don't want to give it away, though.
Oops, did I say that?
Don't do that. Tuesdays, 8 o'clock on ESPN, ladies and gentlemen. Two people actually having sex. First for ESPN. That's right. Actual sex. We'll see it all, right, Neil?
Well, you see quite a bit. Let's just say that.
Now, how'd you come up with the idea?
I've always been a big adventure traveler, backpacker, and a television producer, and I thought, well, how can I put my two greatest loves together? And here we had it.
And so far, the show going well for you?
It's doing great. The ratings have been fantastic. The public seems to really enjoy it. I mean, I was reading an article in the LA Times today, Larry Stewart, and he said, the show's addictive, plain and simple. It's just addictive.
I want to see him. Have they done the thing where they catch the lobster yet?
It hasn't happened yet, no.
Oh, man. And that's going to be on the show?
I can't tell you the task.
Please tell me somebody's going to catch a lobster on the show. A lobster in the wild. I mean, because, you know, let me, I'm half my family's from Maine, and if they try to catch a lobster in the wild, and they try to just, like, pull up a lobster trap.
Big trouble.
They're going to get shotgunned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens up there.
The
they consider
that
it,
find them?
Yeah, they consider it worse than, you know, murder. Now, am I giving stuff away by mentioning some of these tasks, or
no,
what?
No, we can talk about any of the tasks. The task I thought, I think, is one of the hardest ones because you have to do it in three different regions of the country. Another one that's really hard is that they tried in the first episode and failed, but then try it later, is to play in a game of prison hoops.
Oh,
wow.
Now I'm laughing at that. That sounds like pretty good. So they have to get into, and you don't give them any help, right?
No, and in fact, not only don't we give them help, but our camera equipment doesn't say ESPN on it, and they're not allowed to say they're with ESPN when they go and approach people.
So they can't say ESPN, but they could walk up and say, hey, I'm filming this for... they can't say ESPN, but could they say I'm filming this for national television?
No, they can't even say they're shooting it, because the way they have to approach people is say they're traveling the country doing these tasks while competing against another team, and once it comes out that there's a camera crew, if the camera crew is even visible, because a lot of times they'll try and hide it, is they'll say that this is just a documentary crew documenting it.
Now, I'm looking down on this sheet, and it's got 38, 39, 40, it's got... How many is it? It's got 40 of these tasks,
right.
And one of them, play any state governor. I like the idea. Play any state governor in a game of Twister in his office. What's that?
They got to beat him.
Wow.
Beat him. I like this. I mean, this is pretty creative stuff. I think it's pretty cool.
Imagine
for you guys another great task that was almost went down, but was didn't happen because of rain, was play three members of Congress, four members of Congress, three of them being from the House and one being from the Senate, a game of flag football on the front lawn of the Capitol building.
It's right here.
Wow. It's right here. How do you, I mean, do you have to, when you're coming up with these ideas, you don't obviously just think of them. They all have to have a certain degree of, you have to have an ability to accomplish them, right? I mean, that's how you think of these things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things we consider. One is, again, finding the contestants, people who are very friendly, outgoing people, because that's what it comes down to. Will people want to help them?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the tasks are not necessarily so... They don't require a lot of athleticism. I mean, some, but not a whole lot. It's more mm-hmm. about their ability to talk their way in places and then get people to help them with this crazy...
Right on the Zamboni in between periods of an NHL playoff game.
Right. You don't have to be very athletic to do that, but you have to be a good talker to get inside of an NHL.
Get a permanent tattoo of your favorite team. Where do you find the idiots that are going to do this, Neil? How do you get these people?
I gotta tell you,
where do you have to? What barrel do you have to stir up to get these people on the show?
We had to look under a lot of rocks. Let's just say that. Now these people, they're
not
in America, but they're hard to find.
What's that?
They're all over America, but they're hard to find. We had to really look hard because you had to find someone who, again, was a very outgoing person that other people want to help. But, you know, had the ability to survive in the game with all the stress factor, and it's very stressful.
Well, it says here, two teams of four contestants dropped off in New York City with little more than the clothes on their backs. They're tasked to cross the country, earning only minimum wages and scrounging for anything else. And you're talking about shelter, food, everything, right?
Everything. And you're limited with how you can get help. I mean, because they can't just walk into a sports bar and say, hey, I'm on ESPN, and some guy with a week off say, yeah, I'll drive you across the country. It doesn't work like that.
But I would assume when the camera follows them that people would respond positively, and if they don't, if they're not allowed to say something, that kind of levels the playing field a little bit, right?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Again, there are rules in there to protect that, one of which is you can only get one favor from any one person. So if somebody is receptive to the camera, that person can, you know, only give them a ride, which can only last, the favors only last 12 hours. You can only give them a ride for 12 hours, give them a place to stay for 12 hours, or buy them a meal, but it's only one thing. So if I run into you someplace and you are interested in being on TV or do want to help me out for whatever reason, if you give me a stick of gum, that's it. You can't give me your car. You give me one thing and that's it.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, I think it sounds interesting. I mean, I'd like to watch it. I'll check it out tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN.
You're going to like it.
And can I? You're not going to tell me whether anybody catches a lobster.
I can't tell you.
All right. That's my own little thing. Sorry.
Does the lobster have sex?
Lobster. Two lobsters have sex on tonight's show. Well, Neil, good luck with the show, and thanks so much for coming on. The show is Beg, Borrow, and Deal. It's Tuesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on ESPN, and we'll make sure that we check it out.
Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
See ya.
Bye-bye. You know what I don't know?
What
I don't know is Dom was going to bust one of those guys' balls, right? Yeah. Do you know why? Do you know the reason? You talk to him all the time. What was the reason for it?
I think he didn't like the idea, but, I mean, it sounds like gangbusters.
I'll have to ask him. Yeah. I mean, I'll check it out tonight, and then, you know, if I come in tomorrow and I think it sucks, I'll tell everybody
sure.
That it sucks. All right. We got that music standing by, Rob.
Sure,
we got people ready right now.
We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now. I would urge everyone, our next break is going to be filled with canines. Wonderful, lovely dogs, because I love the game.
Yes, yes.
Yes, they mock me here at the radio station.
No.
Every time I solo, I always bring in the bark off for cash, but I love it. I love dogs. Dogs make me laugh. Dogs are funny when they bark, when they poop, when they growl, when they grab your pants leg. And if you have a dog that you think is a wonderful barker, we will pay you one American dollar for every single bark. I'm laughing, and the dog is attacking me right now. Give us a call right now. 1-877-365-3636. The bark off for cash. Get your dogs ready. We'll play the game coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Charlie. That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh. Charlie! In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa.
Oh, Charlie, you got it.
Whee!
I'm a shooting star.
The Don and Mike Show. Home of Charlie the Clown Guy, the Don and Mike Show.
We send our best wishes to Charlie, who is recovering, and we say Godspeed. We also want to say Godspeed to Don, who earlier today had his hip popped back into place. A delightfully painful experience. Hopefully he will be relaying to you on tomorrow's show. He told me a little bit about what he went through, and it's amazing. It's like right out of Don Geronimo's Civil War surgeon.
He's not recovering with Charlie, though.
No, he is not. He is not in the same hospice. I believe Don is resting comfortably at home.
Good.
Thank God for that.
To the best of my knowledge, on his stomach, he'll have all the details about that. Charlie in an unnamed hospice, the prognosis is not nearly as good. Thursday, I want to remind you, you can win a 65-inch big-screen TV and a DVD player, courtesy of TBS Superstation, when we play The Big Lie. Join Drew, Jerry, Tim, and all of your favorite friends Monday through Friday for the nonstop comedy block, 5 days a week, TBS Superstation, the place to be for the biggest lineup of the best comedies on TV. All right, my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
Every time I'm here, I love to do it.
Barking dogs.
We have dogs standing by. Are you ready to keep the tariff?
I'll be counting the barks.
Each dog will have 30 seconds to bark its little barking butt off.
Wow.
And let's get right to it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dave in Centerville.
Dave, you have a dog with you?
Yeah, I got a black lab named Taylor.
Taylor, the little black lab. Is Taylor a bit of a barker?
Yeah, she's a pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass. That's good.
Well said.
Dogs like that normally do real well. You ready to play the bark off for cash?
Yeah. We're going to pay you
$1 for every bark. And, of course, do not hurt the animals.
No.
That's a very important rule. All right, 30 seconds. Is Taylor ready?
Yeah, she's ready.
All right, on the count of three. One, two, three, go.
Speak.
Come on. Speak. It's a very human-sounding dog you have there, sir.
Yeah.
Taylor sounded like Taylor was a little bit of distress. Taylor, okay?
Well, she's about 12 years old with bad hips.
Oh, bad hips, yeah. Well, Don's hip is better today, so I'm glad Taylor's hip is... Buzz, what was our total?
Well, I couldn't count the ones I couldn't hear when Dave was saying speak.
That's okay.
And I didn't count the whining, so I counted 11 barks.
11 barks for Taylor. Okay? All right, Larry, you okay?
Yeah.
All right, you got to hold on the line, all right?
All right.
I'd say the odds are not real good, but we'll see what happens with Taylor and stay on the line. We'll have lovely parting gifts. Or will we not?
We'll see.
Okay, very good. Let's get to our next dog here. This is Derek from Virginia, and you've got a mutt. Are you there, Derek?
Line two, Larry.
Larry.
I think it's Larry.
It's the Svi line,
I know.
Wendell.
Sorry
Jesus
about that.
Christ.
So this is Larry.
I'm sorry. I'm not really good at reading the German, Wendell.
Hello, Larry.
Larry is here.
So that's Larry. The other guy was Larry. Was Dave. All right. We got the Larry from Virginia, and you've got a Bouvier.
Bouvier de Flandre.
Oh my.
Gazoola. A cattle herding dog from the Netherlands.
Well, excuse me. And what is your dog's name?
His name is Dagan.
Dagan, and is that some sort of she aristocratic name?
Actually, it's German for broadsword.
Really?
Naturally.
All right, well, is your Bouvier Dagan the show? All right, you're going to have 30 seconds to get Dagan the Bouvier to... wow, we've never had an aristocratic dog on this show.
No, I feel like I should be bowing.
You got 30 seconds.
I could just advise Buzz.
Yes.
You're going to hear two different types of barking. Very low barks, which are going to be from a couple of Rottweilers in the living room.
Now, you got to get those out of the way. Hold on.
Too complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. You got Larry. Yeah, you got it. Like
okay, I'll put the phone right up next to the other dog and
I should be able to make that out.
Now, at the end, Larry, we just want to get close to the Bouvier. At the end, when we get everybody barking, we'll have you can let your Rottweilers join in the fray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. 30 seconds. We're going to give you 30 seconds, and on the count of three, you ready?
Yes, sir.
One, two, three, go.
Out. Get out.
This is Dagan. The Bouvier.
Get out.
There it is. That's it for Dagan. Hold on. Larry, you there?
I'm here.
All right, that's good. Buzz, what did you count for Dagan?
We have a clear leader now. Larry and Dagan have 40 barks in 30 seconds.
Wow, 40 barks for your she fancy aristocratic dog.
Well, he's a police dog, actually.
Oh, he's a police dog. That's good. And he's it just sounds a Bouvier de Flanders. He's a French dog.
French police.
Actually, Flemish. So the Belgians claim him and the French claim him.
Same thing. Hold on just a second, okay?
Flemish.
All right, Larry. Flemish.
Give him a lozenge.
Yeah.
I'm feeling Flemish.
Flemish. Let's go to line three.
Derek.
And Derek from, where are you from in Virginia, Derek?
I'm from Arlington.
Arlington, Virginia. And tell us all about your dog.
My dog is probably the noisiest thing you've ever want to see. She's a half terrier, half pain in the ass.
Okay, what's your dog's name, Derek?
Her name is Millie.
Millie. All right, we're going to give Millie 30 seconds, and let's see how she does, okay?
Okay, hang on. I got to signal to my wife because she's going to ring the doorbell.
These are good.
I'm a big fan of the doorbell ringing to get the dog going. Okay, you let me know when you're ready, Derek.
I'm ready.
One, two, three, go.
Who is it?
What did he say? Push it.
Who is it? Who is it?
Do it. Push it.
Who is it?
Push it.
Who is it?
Give it to me.
Who is it?
Push it.
Who is it?
Push it. Peanut butter.
Who is it?
Push it.
Who is it?
Go.
Who is it?
Push it.
Get him out. Push it.
Push it.
Push it, you MF-er. There it is.
All right, Derek.
Hold on, Derek.
Come on inside. Come here, Millie.
All right, tell Millie to get Millie on your lap
Millie,
or something.
Come here.
Tell Millie to push
it. Come here.
Hey, Derek.
Yes.
What were you asking Millie to do? Push it?
No. I said, who is it?
Oh, who is it?
Yeah. Right.
Who is it?
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have any peanut butter open right now.
No, I don't. No.
Okay, that'll just be later.
All right, Buzz, what was the total for Derek and Millie?
Derek and Millie now in second place with 35 barks.
35. Hang in there. We're going to have we need you all to come back and sing for us at the end. Okay, Derek?
Okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Should have pushed it harder.
All right, that's Derek, and now we're going to go to...
Terry on line four.
Terry on line number four. Hello, Terry.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Terry, where are you calling from?
Mobile, Alabama, armpit of the South.
Ah, beautiful Mobile. Someday we'll get down there. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe soon.
Fantastic. All right, Terry, what's your dog's name?
Speedy Tomato.
You call the dog Speedy Tomato?
Speedy Tomato.
What kind of dog is Speedy Tomato?
He is a Weimaraner.
A what?
A Weimaraner.
Those big, thin gray dogs.
Another guy talking dirty, Rob. Yeah. I tell you, it's driving me crazy. All right, we're going to give you 30 seconds for
it. It is a German dog. Did y'all love that?
Yeah, he's very excited. I'm surrounded by Germany today. When I'm reading my little phone screen.
You're not the first one.
Yeah, very good. All right, Terry, we'll give Speedy Tomato 30 seconds on the count of three. You ready?
Ready.
One, two, three, go. Oh, dear. I have our first goose egg.
Yeah.
It's almost Speedy Tomato not doing a very good job.
Yeah, so much
for the last time. You know, I think they're having a little stage fright.
Okay. How much time has he got left, Rob?
Oh, tons. Like 8 seconds.
8 seconds, Terry.
Yeah, I think I'm going to accept the loss on this one.
Oh, dear. I will. You know.
There they go.
Whoa. Oh, finished strong.
Yeah, with the five.
All right, what did Speedy Tomato finish with, Buzz?
Five barks in the last 3 seconds.
Five barks. Keep Speedy Tomato there. We're going to bring him all back at the end for a curtain call. Okay, Terry?
Okay.
All right, that was Speedy Tomato. Let's go to line number five. I'm going to put him on hold. Line number five is John from Noakesville. Let's say hi to John. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing today?
I'm awesome. I just want to say F that French dog.
Okay. I wish we could give you extra credit for that. For as long as I can remember, the French have been effing us.
I hear that.
What's your dog's name?
He's Jake.
Jake, and what kind of dog is Jake?
He's a 10-week-old chocolate lab.
Very good. All right, John, we're going to give you 30 seconds for Jake to bark his ass off, all right?
Get it, Jake.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, go!
Come on, Jake. Come on, buddy. Come on, boy. Come on, Jake. Oh, man, he's not barking at all. Jake,
I noticed come on, that.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Come on, Jake.
Come on, Jake, start barking.
French dog kicked his ass.
Yeah, the French dog did kick his ass.
How much time's he got, Rob?
Tons. Got 8 seconds.
8 seconds.
8 seconds. Man, that's...
Come on, get him going.
Come on, Jake. Come on, start barking, buddy.
One.
That was a cat. I thought I heard a cat.
I know I heard a cat.
Hey, John?
Yeah?
John, what was that? I could have sworn I heard a cat.
I'm holding my cat, and he's barking at her.
What?
Or he was.
Well, Buzz, what do we give the Jake the Labrador?
Lab, it's what's for dinner. It's zero for Jake and John.
Oh, my God. That would be our first goose egg. Now, if you come back for the curtain call, do you think you'll be able to get Jake to give us a bark?
I mean, he was barking earlier.
Yeah,
man.
We'll give you another chance. Hang in there, okay, John?
All righty.
All right. And let's go to our final contestant right now. This is Steve in Sacramento, Rob.
Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Sacramento.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, man, now back off, Rob. Steve, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Tell me about your dog.
He is a 3-year-old yellow lab.
Right.
And he's raring to go.
3-year-old yellow lab. We're going to give him 30 seconds. Now, Speedy Tomato and Jake have been enormous disappointments, and we really need one dog to shine here, okay?
We're going
to
finish strong.
All right, this is Steve from Sacramento. 30 seconds for, what's the yellow lab's name?
He's Copper.
Copper?
Copper.
All right, Copper, ready? One, two, three, go!
Doorbell.
How much time's he got left, Rob?
Tons, 8 seconds.
Amazing.
What a disappointment.
You know, I really
what
had
a surprise.
High hopes.
I know you did.
I had high hopes for that dog and that city.
16 barks, not so sweet for Stephen
all right,
Copper.
Hold on just a second, all right, Steve?
Yeah,
what an amazing.
Does the dog know how to dance?
I'm going to do the special dance. Well, we had Taylor and Larry and Derek and Terry and John and Steve with all their dogs.
Right.
Buzz, what is the final result in the bark off for cash?
Our second set of contestants, Larry and Dagan, still the leader with 40 barks. In second place, Derek and Millie with 35 barks. In third place, Steve and Copper with 16 barks. In fourth, Dave and Taylor, his black lab, with 11 barks. Terry and Speedy Tomato with 5 barks. And John and Jake bringing up the rear with 0 barks.
That means the winner is Larry and Dagan. Hey, Larry, are you there?
I'm here.
It's amazing that the Shishi aristocratic dog...
The breeding pays off.
Actually pulled it off. Way to go. Good job there, Larry.
Believe it or not, he doesn't really look Shishi.
Let me tell you what you and your dog have won. You can use this with your dog if you want. You've won a year's supply of Viramax for men and women.
The dog likes that.
All right.
He likes that. Viramax.
Finally, a good winner.
Tell you, the dog likes that sex stuff. Have great sex more often. Viramax.
You're hearing the chorus now of all the
All right. Yeah, tell him to hold on for a second while I give you your prizes. Viramax is available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. But wait.
There's more.
You want a Sopranos prize pack, Larry. Sopranos friend and chef Artie Bucco has compiled
some
favorite family recipes as well as his own creations in a beautiful cookbook. Including 100 Neapolitan recipes, whatever. And congratulations. Way to go, Larry.
Thank you.
All right, now let's, Rob, do we know how to get all
these guys
on the line here? Rob's going to put them all on the line, and we're going to get them all to go nuts. And I hope that John and Jake and Terry and Speedy Tomato can get everybody going. All right, hold on. Are you all there?
Come here, Billy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Everybody say hi if you're there.
Hi.
All right, on the count of three, we're going to get all of your dogs to bark as loudly. 1, 2, 3, go!
Wow.
Listening to a WJFK salesman. The Don and Mike Legal Offices.
Who is it?
There you go. Push it.
Give yourselves all a round of applause.
Very nice.
Way to go, people.
Good girl.
And I think we might have prizes for everybody, but I'll have to check because I'm not the boss. Okay, guys?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for playing the game. Everybody hold on, okay? There we go. Congratulations to everybody. Who would have thunk it, Rob? The fancy shishi foo-foo dog actually won.
Wow. The French. Give it to the French.
The French and Sacramento in one
wow.
Wonderful radio
book. What a cocktail.
Well, that's it for that.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
mm-hmm.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Cat lover.
Me. He made it up.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz. Buzz, what do you have for us this evening?
Tonight, while the world worries about war, D.C. worries about a sniper, we'll have the latest on both.
All right. Thank you, Buzz. And do we have that little tape you play, Rob?
I do indeed. Would you like that tape?
Yes, please.
At this time.
Now, stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. That was very...
professional?
Nice job.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
We got Buzz's news coming up. Buzz, I have just this personal business I want to take care of.
Well, then do so.
This call concerns me a little bit. You can't hook TiVo into. That's all it says. Joe had to screen that one. is this Kobe?
Yeah, that's me.
Kobe, what can I hook TiVo into?
Only thing for... Did you get TiVo Series 2, or do you have one with a TV tuner built?
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, yes. I don't know.
Because I have the new Series 2 TiVo, and if you read in the manual, it says you can't hook a high-definition signal to it, because, plus,
Well, no, I'm not going to put it on my high def.
Okay, I'm fine.
That's it, Buzz.
I'll settle.
And your, sorry about that personal
your
business.
Your paid professional will handle that.
That's true.
Yeah, my idiot man.
And so far, high def really hasn't been a factor at your house.
Idiot man, coming over to help the idiot man.
Hi, idiot man.
Buzz's News is sponsored by Viramax, sexual enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Viramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now with news, here's Buzz Burbank.
Well, the governor of Maryland says the sniper who's terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area is a coward. He says the killer should surrender, but he also says one way or another the killer will be caught. The reward for information leading to the arrest of the sniper is now nearly $250,000. Some of that money coming as far away as Montana.
Yeah, I heard about that today where the governor called up and some private citizen donated $50,000.
Right.
Catch the effer.
Hopefully this will help. Right. It is now a federal case. You were asking about that earlier. Thanks to a commitment from Attorney General John Ashcroft, and locally nearly 200 investigators from various jurisdictions are on the case. Now, the expert profile of the sniper is that it's a man, probably white, in his 20s or 30s, and that he may have learned his marksmanship in the military. They say he's probably been long fascinated with hunting and shooting. They say he's angry, apparently, at everybody. But they say he's also slow and methodical about what he does.
Now, I want to ask you a question about this, because they were talking to Chief Moose.
Right.
I do love saying that.
Yes.
They were talking to Chief Moose today, and what's interesting is they've obviously released the profile.
Right.
And today he was talking about the fact that they weren't necessarily going to release the profile of this guy. They made a decision. Is this a conscious decision to release the profile to the public so that we know the type of person to look for? He was making the comment that they would narrow it, that it would be narrowed too much, and that they would eliminate other people. You know, that's why I'm interested about that.
Yeah, and they did a geographical profile as well, judging from the locations of the shootings, to try to figure out maybe where the guy lived.
It's weird because they said the guy was saying today, if you say it's somebody in their 20s, you say it's a white male, you immediately are going to put in the mind of the public this perception that it's a certain guy, it's going to cause tunnel vision, and now they've released a profile that it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's important to point out that it may not be this at all. This is just a guess, really, an educated guess based on past cases done by professional the profilers that you hear about. Now, because he's only struck on weekdays, the theory is he's a family man, maybe with kids of his own. He's been compared to a number of well-known serial killers. Experts say he could also be a rogue terrorist, like whoever was behind the anthrax attacks. Again, though, somebody who's mad at everybody, mad at the world.
But just one more time, I guess, I mean, because they want that information out. What is the profile? They expect it to be, a white male in his 20s or 30s?
It could be something completely different, but the profile that fits is a white guy in his 20s or 30s, ex-military, fascinated with shooting, angry at the world, maybe a family man, and apparently from the area where most of the shootings have taken place in Maryland.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
So there it is. Other notes on the shootings, other updates. Police are now wondering if the sniping started before last Wednesday. They're now looking into a shooting on September 14th that was not fatal. That would bring the count to 6 killings and 3 woundings, but authorities are looking at shootings over the past several years now as well.
No kidding.
A doctor says yesterday's 13-year-old victim is making steady progress, that he is expected to survive, still in critical but stable condition.
You know, man, that's the best news out of all this. I mean, the fact that he picked a kid and the kid's going to hopefully pull through this.
Yeah.
And it's a credit, I think, even without, knowing the details, it's a pretty much of a credit to that aunt that drove the kid to the hospital immediately and got the kid medical attention when he needed it.
And to the doctors, because both the boys, his lungs were damaged. He lost part of his stomach and other organs in the surgery because they were damaged and had to be repaired.
Catch the effort. Those are words of encouragement. I'm not impatient, but I'm saying catch the guy.
Do it.
By the way, the woman who was wounded in Virginia last Friday is now out of the hospital. Police, by the way, and you may have heard about this, so here's an update on it. Police did use a warrant to search a home near the latest shooting last night. Although they found several weapons in this home they searched, they said they did not find the kind of rifle that's been used in the recent shooting. So that may or may not be it. It sounds like probably not.
For those of you around the country that we're in a state here, Don explained it yesterday, that we've got we've got Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia.
Right.
It is a it is a three region area that we have here, and that's why we're a little freaked out, because this guy has covered so much square mileage by, you know, Spotsylvania, which is down in, you know, almost in southern Virginia.
Right.
It's down off of 95. Central and then you've got, you know, around D.C. and Maryland. He's covered a pretty wide area, and I think that's why we're all freaking out. This is a national story, but it is top of mind for people here in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. So. The USA Today was on the front page this morning, and they had a map that showed the distribution of the hits.
Mm-hmm.
It is frightening. He's covering a lot of land.
Very strange, and it, you know, makes everybody feel uneasy.
Spreading out. Now, the other topic. The head of the CIA says that if Saddam Hussein believes that a U.S. attack on him is inevitable, he'll probably resort to terrorism. CIA Chief George Tenet says this just as Congress is debating whether to give the president the okay to wage war on Iraq.
Bring it.
Or, as one lawmaker
puts it... Bring it, a-hole. Now I'm mad. Now go ahead. Go ahead. Drop it on him.
One lawmaker says it's probably the most difficult decision we will ever face, although it does appear that they will give the president what he's asking
for.
Well,
you're hearing more and more people say that, you know, this guy has got all the stuff they say he's got.
Right.
And, you know, and it, you know, the thing is, you hear the debate about this, and you hear the fact that, you know, we don't want to rush into something, and, you know, the European countries are saying that we're wrong to do this.
Right.
But then you realize what this guy's track record is. And even if you take some weapons away, and he might not have certain weapons, the fact is this guy is very bad for the area, for the region, and he's a psycho.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we get rid of him, the world will be a better place.
The lawmakers have also heard from the president, who's saying, essentially, if we're in it, we'll win it. And they've heard from Secretary of State Colin Powell, who says he needs strong support from Congress in order to get strong support from the rest of the world. That's another fairly universal feeling, is that we need that support, whether it's readily available or not. The Senate started talking today about giving the president war powers on Monday. The House took up that subject today. Some guys in the Navy, meanwhile, have been using government credit cards to hire hookers and strippers, buy jewelry, get cash, gamble, and go to baseball and basketball games.
Hello, beautiful.
Congressional investigators discovered the multi-million-dollar spending spree. They say the lower-paid enlisted personnel, guys making under $27,000 a year.
I used it to buy a hooker there, sir.
Did most of the charging.
Sir, gave a hooker, come to the barracks, sir.
Sir,
with the vibrators, sir.
Sir.
This latest $200,000 in fraud found just months after investigators found another $200,000 missing earlier this year. The Pentagon says it's now closed. It's hard to imagine there were this many open...
Navy, Air Force, Marines.
What a great place. It's a great place to start.
Hey, you know, they're putting their asses on the line. Yeah, what's a hooker once in a while?
Sure, three hookers on an air carrier.
They should make hookers available to the military.
Yes, they should.
You know, they shouldn't be in those little cheesy places off the base. They should be right there in the barracks. Bring them in once per week.
Pick up two at the PX.
You know what? I'm sure a lot of military people, the enlisted men right now at boot camp, bring the hookers in.
Sure.
Hey, you've had a tough week? Crawling through mud? Bring in the hookers.
Yeah, mud.
Go for it.
We don't know how many charge card accounts are still open. The Pentagon says it has just closed 400,000 charge card accounts.
Really?
So we have no idea how many are still open. They just closed, just flipped a switch and closed 400,000 accounts.
You mean without knowing who was doing this?
Well, they were inactive. These were inactive accounts, but those were some of the accounts that were being abused.
So explain this to me again. You got the enlisted guys that, like, steal credit card accounts.
Yeah, though they have government credit cards available to them, and they've been misusing them, apparently.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah.
400,000 cards? It's like my wife is there.
Party.
Party. Partay.
Meanwhile, Americans just keep getting fatter.
Yes.
That's not true. Not me, Buzz.
The latest report says nearly one out of three of us is obese.
That's I was in the drive-thru window today.
Uh-huh.
I heard a siren again. No, that was yesterday's show, but I was there again today.
Well,
I don't cook for myself, Buzz.
I know. I understand.
Should. As they used to say in the fifth dimension, we eat all them meals on round buns. That's me. That's me. That's like about a reference. That's a reference that's like 30 years ago. I'm sorry. My sincere apologies. You remember that, though. You remember
the
fifth dimension.
Yes, I was around. Yes, I do.
They talked about that at one of their live shows. You know, we eat all those meals on them round buns.
Up,
I always loved that. You know, that meant burgers, of course.
The best thing about the fifth dimension was the fat guy who looked like Berline.
Yeah, wonderful guy.
I loved him.
Great guy.
Round bun.
Hate to clean that suit after a show.
Oh, up and away.
Especially in the summertime.
So now, by latest account, the number of obese people, twice as many as 20 years ago. That's 59 million obese people in this country.
Hey, how are you?
The number of obese children
Did
has...
you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
That number's tripled for kids.
Yeah.
The study's from the National Center for Health Statistics in the latest AMA journal.
Mm, I'm starving. God, it's almost the end of the show, Buzz. I am so hungry.
I understand.
Thank you.
Somebody stole...
What are you having for dinner tonight, Buzz?
You know, I have no idea.
Really? You don't know yet?
No, crow, I think.
Your wife make you some crow?
Oh!
Hey!
Well, what a window... What a window into the life of Buzz Burbank that we just got there. What do you have? Rob always knows what he's having here. Rob, what is dinner tonight?
You know, I'm guessing it's hot dogs.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, but that's a winner in my house.
Lisa, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Whatever I make, baby.
Oh, there you go. Good for you. Me too. I haven't decided yet. I think I'm just going to have a big tub of butter.
That'll be good.
With a spoon. Yeah, yeah. And maybe some Jimmy's on it.
I was going to say you could get a loaf of Italian bread and warm it nice. And
oh, does that sound good?
Just a little lemon juice.
Sorry, Buzz. Go ahead.
That's quite all right.
Wait, turn on Lisa's microphone. She wants to say something about dinner.
I'll have you over for dinner one day.
Oh, thank you very
Someday.
Much.
Someday.
That's nice. That's right. Before or after the Playboy shoot.
Or perhaps during.
Jackie Burbank with the news.
Somebody stole $4,000 from the David Letterman show, and it looks like an inside job.
My, oh my.
How else would the thief know the location of the hidden camera so he or she could cover the lens?
It's Alan Coulter.
It happened Sunday afternoon in an office of one of Letterman's assistants.
We're taking a call about that. Hold on a second.
See who it is.
Phone is ringing.
Yeah, hold on. Let me grab that. I don't know who's calling right now.
Hey, buddy. It's your old pal Dave.
Yeah.
I wonder if you would take a request.
What's up?
Sure. Yeah. Go into real estate. Oh, man.
That has nothing to do with the news story you were just reading. I
Here's
understand.
Radio 156. Headline news.
You know, every time Buzz starts again, that phone will ring again. It always happens.
I guess it's
go ahead.
Buzz of humor. All right.
Go ahead.
What do Ralphie from The Sopranos and Raymond...
Hold on a second.
I'll have to hold that thought because the phone
apologize.
Is ringing.
You
want to get that, Mike?
Yeah, let me get that. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, pal. It's Dave Letterman.
Yeah.
I've got an important bulletin for you.
What's that?
I'm quitting my TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Buzz, we have to break.
All right, then.
We will be back with more news right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Jackie Fine.
Yeah.
Sexpert Jackie Fine.
Fine.
She was, too.
Yeah, she was.
God.
No question.
She smelled good.
Beautiful woman.
www.justaskjackie.com and jackiefine.com. And she's available for personal consultations.
Yeah.
Books, seminars.
Personal.
Newsletters. And sexual enhancement products. You can also call 800-874-6685. Also, thank Neil Mantz, the creator and executive producer of Beg, Borrow, and Deal.
Mm-hmm.
That is tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Tonight, Eastern Time on ESPN. And, of course, the newest addition to the WJFK family.
How about this?
Bill O'Reilly. He will be starting Monday, the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly right here on WJFK in Washington. And that'll be on from noon till 2 Eastern Time.
There you go.
Thanks to all of them. And Don, I hope your hip feels better. Don will be back with the details of his torturous encounter with doctors today.
I can't wait.
And he'll have all that for you tomorrow. Now let's wrap it up with Buzz Burbank.
So what do Ralphie from The Sopranos and Raymond's Patricia Heaton have in common? They're both backpedaling. On Letterman last week, Heaton referred to a very famous actress who's on the cover of a big fashion magazine. Michelle Pfeiffer is on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. Heaton said the actress lied when she denied she's had plastic surgery.
Bitch.
Pfeiffer was furious.
What is Patty Heaton dissing Michelle Pfeiffer for? Patty Heaton isn't even in the same stratosphere. Yeah, but you've fallen into the trap. She's selling a book.
She's written a book talking about it.
Yeah, right.
Written a book talking about women actresses having plastic surgery.
Help, Rob. I'm in the trap.
I'm down here
in the Patty Heaton trap.
We have a little cat fight here. Pfeiffer was furious about this.
Yeah. My money's on Michelle.
Heaton then came back and said she was joking. that her remarks were completely fabricated, completely fictional.
I bet.
And then Patricia Heaton says she also apologized to Michelle Pfeiffer. So, like Ralphie on The Sopranos, why do you apologize if you didn't say that?
You never apologize.
Exactly.
I tell you right now, don't apologize. What did I tell you to do, Ralphie?
Patricia should have talked to Tony.
Don't apologize and kill, what's his name, John.
Pfeiffer's people say she
has... that wife.
Ginny Sack.
Pfeiffer's people say that she's accepted Patricia Heaton's apology, but takes the remarks seriously. And
Patty Heaton's got a 90-pound mole in her ass.
Not just as a joke.
Right.
Could the Disney Corporation actually lose the rights to the image of Mickey Mouse? Yes. It was the first Monday in October this week. The Supreme Court's back in session. One of the cases being taken up by the court is a case involving the earliest drawings of Mickey Mouse. An internet publisher is challenging a 1998 law that extends copyright protection by 20 years.
Why don't you admit it?
Cultural works.
Admit. Why don't you admit it? Why are you being so bashful and objective when the fact of the matter is those were your doodles, Buzz, weren't they?
Those were my drawings. Yes.
Walt did. Buzz doodled Mickey Mouse, then gave them to Walt.
Yeah, he got
both when they were in college together.
I don't like to brag.
Right.
Under the law, movies, plays, books, and music are protected for 70 years after an author's death, or 95 years if they're created by a corporation.
It hasn't run out yet for you, Buzz.
No, not at all.
Steamboat Elston.
Color.
Hey, he just doodled that little mouse.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, here's something Rob can sell. An Ohio evangelist is in hot water for selling miracle water. It's a miracle nobody's died drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Officials say the water is from his well at the Healing Waters Cathedral and that it's contaminated with a kind of bacteria that's found...
It's what?
It's contaminated with a kind of bacteria that's found in human and animal waste.
They
told him... Yeah,
there he is now.
It'll cause this. And then you'll cry out someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
They've told him to stop bottling the stuff till he kills the bacteria and gets a business license.
That's what they tell us every day on this show. Kill the bacteria.
Somebody did, in fact, get sick drinking the water, but authorities, that's how they found out about it.
Okay.
In sports, the Minnesota Twins and the Anaheim Angels opening the American League Championship Series tonight in Minnesota.
Go Twins.
Here's your NFL injury update. The Chicago Bears say left guard Rex Tucker's out for the season because of a broken leg, and wide receiver David Terrell will miss some time with a broken foot. The New York Jets are replacing cornerback Jamie Henderson on injured reserve. A dislocated shoulder has injured his season.
And the Sea Dogs have picked up Deuce Staley for the playoff run.
And scored their first win.
Could be a big change in our rules.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, because of a whiner. We'll find out. We have to get the man back tomorrow to find out what's happening.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, file this under overkill. A 26-year-old Wisconsin man didn't buy the shampoo when he discovered he had head lice. He just doused a towel with rubbing alcohol, put it on his head, and waited for the chemical to do its magic. While he was waiting, he lighted a cigarette.
Oh, no.
Doctors say they think he'll survive.
You love those.
I kind of do. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you very much. You bet. Thank you, Buzz. Wow. Kind of love those stories,
yeah.
Right, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
Man, oh, man. Hey, seriously, thanks to Lisa and to Rob. Did a great job today. And Joe, not really. But thanks, you guys really kicked butt. Helped me out here when I was solo flying. Dom will be back tomorrow with the details on all of his hip stuff. And I hope he is not in too much. Not that
wild
kind of,
and hip stuff.
Not that kind of hip,
groovy.
Man.
Yeah,
groovy, whatever. I got to get out of here. I want to thank Rob. Did a great job today.
Thank
Lisa,
you, Mike.
Good job today. And Buzz, thank you very much. Good
thank
day
you,
to
Mike.
You, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And to you, good day.
Can you be kind, Rob?
Nope.
No, you cannot. I get to say ass.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.